God identifying himself by his characteristics. This message by Brother William Marion Brana was delivered on Friday evening, March 20th, in 1964, Dana Springs High School in Dana Springs, Louisiana, USA. Muluku aisuanyeha kamwanene ni mikale losawe. Mutakola wa muna William Marion Brannan, olaleruwe na matanu hiu, mahiku yetaka miloko miili mweri wa marsu, 1964, eshikola yulu pale yo Dana Springs, o Dana Springs, Louisiana, wa Amerika.
I was just kind of surprised to see my friend Joseph Bose there, and I turned around and took a little bit of time to shake his hand.
Kahitu tuavakani omona mpata naka Joseph Bose vale vano mio kurukunua kukala nukati uovarantata nawe.
Let us turn now in the Word of God, the Hebrews, the first chapter. I want to read for a portion the first, second, and third verse to draw a text for the night.
Roeni kunlevano maswa muluku mwahe perikapitulu un. Kintuna kisomeni puro ni mosa e versikulu un, dos, ni tres, wira ni kumihe mwahawo hiu.
God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
Kalai muluku ahala vuli hashititi huimara sinchene ni inamuna sinchene ni molu mama profeta. Mahiku alo kiserea onila vuliha ni molu mama mwanawe, yowo muhiendria we tusotene na vetomai yowo patushania ulumwenku.
Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had set down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Yo otori waria wovua wawe, ni ilatara toyoma lela ya makale lwawe, ni ton lipi haituso tene ni molumo aoweria wawe, numalowo okila atimono olo pwana wa oweria sotene uirimurimu.
Let us bow our heads now for prayer. And now in his divine presence, if you have any request that you'd like to be made known to him, would you just raise up your hand, and that's your request that God will.
Nurame mirusa huvano wira ni vekele, ntovano holo wa mukale lwawe we muluku, mwakala na yoveke la mwatuna anyu wire suweli hiwe wa yowo, mwani tunovensha ntata nanyu, ni eyo tioveke la anyu wira muluku ono.
Our Heavenly Father, we are coming now up before thy throne by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son. And we have been given this assurance that if we ask anything in his name, it'll be granted.
Titi huawirimu, hiyo ni noru avano holo we hikianyu, mwahawo wami ni mwansina na Yesu Kristu, mwaninyu, nino lipiheri wawira, na vekelaru itupi itu mwansina nawe, nino vahiwa.
And thou knowest our desires and our needs. And thou hast promised that you would supply all that we have need of. So, Father, we would pray as you taught us, thy kingdom come, thine will be done, in earth as it is in heaven.
Ninyuwa muni suwe la sotu na sahu, ni sopave la sahu. Ninyuwa muohimia uira, mwamu ni panyiha sotene simpave lahu. Vano titi, hiyo ni mveke la ntokonyo sinishuti halianyu, omweni anyu urwe, otuna wanyu uire, siiso vati ntoko uirimu.
That our request tonight might be according to your desire to give it and grant to us these privileges.
Wira yove kelahu hiula ekalento kotuna wanyu ovaha ni munivahe irere liwoia.
Anoint the word, Lord, and all the speakers and the hearers, and may the Holy Spirit come in and be the doer of the word tonight among us, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Be seated.
Mureri he masupuia ni otena lavula ni aniwa ni wire roho yo ware kele e kale na mama liheria masu o hi ule ria riahu vano hiyo ni mveke la mwansina nawe. Amen. Mukilatiki.
Tomorrow morning, I understand, is a full gospel businessman's breakfast. Usually where they have a chapter, I have the privilege of speaking at their breakfast.
Meelo vosi isu ntoko sinsuwe laka, ono kalo uliawa vosi isu walipa na kuswa ya hapari yore rayoma lela.
voli maleleya vava o vankhala naye ampante mwa mukhani ko khala no reeruwa woolavula eriyariya olyawa yawa vosiso.
This time that's the only organization which is not an organization but the only group that I belong to is the Christian businessman. And now I just speak for him internationally.
Mpaka va oti mutenkeso mosapahi vekeka ihikanle mutenkeso masi nikuru ni mosapahi mio kinira kampanta talipa na koso a Kristu ntovano mio kinala vulela yao mulaponi motene.
Now tonight we're trusting that this gathering will not be in vain. I've come to you a tired, a worn out throat and received a little bronchial from, I come from Tucson where it's really good and dry and I come here and it's really good and wet. So there's quite a contrast.
Vano hiula nini roromela wiro tukumanano kunro kala mahalene. Mio kiruye wanyuo okulumuene vamilo volala niwo kipanyo were iwa masasu vakani wa mio kinkumo Tucson weiwo kanle worera niwo umao ntokinoro anno ni tiworerao niwoonana.
If you all got all the water over here, if you just sent it over our way, we'd appreciate it. But you can't do that, of course.
But
I'll tell you one thing, it's a parable there. All of our things in Arizona, our trees, is full of stickers. Everything has a sticker. It's because it's dry.
Masikinole elani tuimosa, no kala nlika nyihovo, itusahu sahu sotene wa Arizona, mirisahu tiso wata miiwa, sotene so kala na miiwa, ukala wira tiwo umao.
Now if that same bush growed over here, it'd be a nice lovely leaf. See, it's without water. That's reason it becomes a sticker. And when the church becomes without the water of life, it gets dry and sticky too. Sticking and punching at everything.
Vano va kanle wire tapari kwele inungwe wenno, na roo kalanta kurunore era ninosivela. Mone kerina masi, mahawaye yo enkala ya muiwa. Nto ekeresha akale hirina masi ikumi, enkala yo uuma ni ya miwa, nave enihoma ni entoro la sotene.
But where the waters of life flows, it opens up the leaf and makes it tender, mellow, and sweet, holy, and acceptable unto God.
Masivavo masi kuma nkwala laya vo, Ani tukulanta kurukuka liha no woloa, no tokotani no siva, no waria ni no musivela muluku.
So may the Lord God water us tonight, that we won't be stickers, but we'll be fine leaves, that the wayward people might sit down under the tree of our shade and find rest to their souls.
Tivo apu ya muluku ni kuwa ruhi ula, wira ni hikale miwa, masini kale mata kuru orera, wira tu onye serere kilati kivativa mwiri wa mutu tiahu,
Now, I want to take the text tonight, if the Lord willing, and I'm pulling this little microphone just as close as I can because of a lack of voice.
Bano kintuna kikushe mwaha ohiula apu ya yatunavale, nikinata melami koroi ya sikani vanchene ntoko singwere aka, mwaha woki halela kansu.
I want to, from the reading here of Hebrews 1:1, I want to take a text of God identifying himself by his characteristics. May I repeat that again because I know these acoustics is bad here. God identifies himself by his characteristics.
Kintuna mwa osoma va wa heperi kintuna kikushe mwa hawa muluku aisu wanyei haka mwanene ni mikale losawe. Kinotike la eyo Okala wira kosue la wira nsuka nirenremu, muluku onisu wanye ihamwanene ni mikale losawe.
Now, most anything is identified by its characteristics. And I have a few scriptures here that note that I would like to refer to.
Vano kule tu ensue liwa mwaha wa mikale losaya. Niko okala nasole mpaka mosaka mosavaka atunaka niolepa ka atunaka kihimie.
Now, a characteristic of anything identifies what it is. Now, like in all nature, flowers are identified many times by their characteristic. If they're close together of one species to another, the characteristic of that flower will identify what flower it is.
Vano mukale loetu onnisu wanyehe tu kanliaya. Vano ntokomwa epatu yotene itutusi nsu wanyea imara sinchene ni mikale losaya. Sakalaru soolata na mutinto mmosani mukina. Mukale loa itutu iyo onosu wanyehe tutusheni iyo.
and in wildlife. Many times, I'm a hunter, and you have to know the characteristic of the animal that you're hunting, or sometimes you can be certainly deceived.
Ni makalelo mutakwani imara sinchene mio kana mashaya ni muhano suela mukalelo wena mamunshayanyu wala imara sikina poti wisoto tavekekai.
For instance, like the stone sheep way up in British Columbia. I was just under the Yukon this last fall. A couple of brethren here now was with me, and we were hunting.
Mwanlika nyiho ntoke putiputi ya mutakwani o Columbia Britannica u mio kario hito wa Yukon epovo elevinre.
Now, if you didn't know the difference when you was tracking a sheep or a deer, you couldn't tell the difference unless you was a shrewd hunter. Because they make the same kind of tracks. They bound when they run away.
Vano, nyuo mwaha suwe levirikane loaya, mwatarake putiputi wala etove, kamwaro wereo himevirikane loaya, vahikanle uira mwanamasha yosuela, okala uira iyo sinihia mutinto mmosarua mpito, sino tupa saatia waka.
And then you see one standing in the distance with his head hid. Why, you would hardly know the difference. They're about the same size across the rump part. It's white, just like the deer. It'd be very hard to tell them. But his horns identifies his characteristic by them horns.
Vano ntonyuo mwone mosae menle no taiwene, yipiti halene muru. Vano nyuo, nyuo wamo rikela nusue levirikane loaya. Iyo sinihalo likana munuwe loaya. Epante yotuli tiote elantokwe tove, ya mukala yori kovirikaniha, masimanyaka aya aniswanyeha mukale loaya ni manyaka.
The sheep has a horn that rounds and a deer has prongs that run out. And another thing, a deer wouldn't go quite that high to feed.
Epwitipwiti erina nyaka no kurupua, ntwe tove erina itoka sinata lelea, ntwe tuikina etove kiaro osulusa na wira yaye.
And then the goat walking also, there's a characteristic in a goat and a sheep that you'd have to know the difference in them when you were up high because they both dwell high in the mountain. You have to know the difference.
Vanontwe puri yetaka nave, wokala mukalelo mwe puri ni mwe putiputi, vantune ya wira mwahano suwe levirikane lomase iyo, mwakalo suluiwe, okala wira sopi ili sinkala vasuluwa mwako, mwahano suwe levirikane loaya.
But if you notice, a goat stumbles himself as he walks, where a sheep sets his feet down like this as he walks. The characteristic of the way he makes his track.
Masimwawe havale epurini mui kwatula yetaka, enamui eputiputen lipi haina osaya so yetaka, mukalelo ainamune ni hii aya mpituaya.
You identify your game by the characteristics of what it does and how it acts and what it feeds and everything. It identifies itself by its characteristic.
Nyuo munsuwe la muhavuanyu muhawa inamuna ya ituo ni raya, ni moto ni raya, ni etunliaya, ni sotene. Oo nisuwa nyeha mwamukale loaya.
And then you jump on and watch what happens. You can tell the way they go. You can tell by that characteristic of different animal.
Vano ntonyuo mupulu le mosava ipintiaya, nguhe etu ni iranea. Muno uwele oviri kanyihe na muna sinetaya. Muno uwele oviri kanyiha ni inamuna yeyo inamasohia na hiana.
Then did you ever notice, I don't know where you have them here or not, yellowhammers. Well, thicker is the right name for them. And a jaybird. A jaybird is about the same size of a yellowhammer.
Vano moto koeha, nkisuenle sintono akala wala nari ipera, ahe, kokoti, tinsinanaya no likana. Ni kiare. Kiare onihalo likana ni ipera munnuelo awe.
And you see the two flying, they're both about the same kind of bird. If you can't see the color, but just watch them, you can tell which is the yellowhammer.
Vano mwaone vavasaka o wanla nkala ntoko mushovo mmosaru ashipalame. Mwahiwerekeona nikuli, masimwawehe pahi, muno werio hima tevi ekanle pera.
The jaybird flies more or less in a bee line, but the yellowhammer, flopping his wings, as he flaps his wings, he goes down and then up, down and then up.
Kiare omvava ntoko vovo kololoa, masi epera emmana mapupaya, ya manaka mapupa ewe nroa vatinu usulu.
He makes himself in a bound like that, and you can tell that's a characteristic of the yellowhammer, the way he flies.
Mone, ewe no wela nukuru wa siso, vano nyuo muno wero hima wiro wa mukalelo epera, mote mvavaya.
If you notice the quail, when he comes out, the way he comes up, and then watch if you're in a swamp, or a quail might be in a knife, you hunters know that.
Mwangwe havale opwiti akumava lavavaka moto ngwe lawe. Vano ntongwe hema kalamutaponi memmo opwita kanliayo kalaka nishululu nyuo munsha munisueleyo.
The Wilson snipe and the Jack snipe, they identify themselves by the way they come out, the way they go. They identify by their characteristic of flying, of what kind of a bird they are.
Shululu a Wilson ni shululu ekaleko. Awa nisu wanye ihamu Hawaii na muna mvenyaya, ni enamuna mvava saya. Awa nisu wanye ihamu Hawaii na muna mvava saya, mushovoshe ni washipala makanliaya.
Therefore, if you just heard him, you can just tell what it was the way he went out, what he is by the characteristic of his flying.
Tivo owi wapahi muno wero hime sheni, enamuno uo mvava awe, eshenu kanliawe, mwahawe enamuno mvava awe.
Like a man and a woman, they're both human beings, but a woman has a different characteristics to a man.
Ntoko mulopwa na ni mutiana, owo anliaya atu, masimutiana orinamikalelo sovirikana ni mulopwa na.
I was reading here some time ago about Solomon and the queen. I've never got around to preaching in my little message here to you on the queen of the south, coming up to see Solomon and seeing that gift of discernment.
Mioka musomava, okati vakanu vinre, sa Salomoni ni puyamwene. Nkina piereke ola lera ni mutaka aka mamu kaniva, nyuo wapuyamwene okusini, arwako mona Salomoni ni wona yova hele yola mula.
I was reading about that here not long ago, and they said that one of the puzzles that was put before Solomon was this queen took a woman, or women rather, and dressed them like man. Now that was foreign in that day, but it certainly is up to date today.
Mio ka soma eyo va wohi kalakalai, nto himmo ira, emosa waitu soti kiniha aruhe liwe Salomoni yari, puyamwe nola amukunshe mutiana wala atia na kireke kwa warihasa nto kwa lopwana. Vano eyo yari yoti kiniha ni hikunlo, masiveke kaitia nanano, olelo.
And you know that's wrong. The Bible said that a woman shouldn't do that. It's an abomination for a woman to put on a garment that pertains to a man. The unchangeable God said that. So that is true.
Ni nyuomo suela wire yo tiyo hiloka. Biblio himye wira mutiana kakanle wira kasiso. Tiona nara mutiana oware kuo eria mulopwana. Ni muluku yolo hinru kunua o himya eyo. Tivuo ewe kekai.
So we find out that Solomon no more than watched him. He had him to walk or do something and immediately says, women. See, he could tell by the characteristic of that woman, the way she handled herself, that she was woman and not man.
Vano hiyo ninona wira Salomoni, numala wawe hasa aharu masa weta wala wire tu, ntona ananoru kuira atiana, mone, owa ahiwe romuhi ya niha mwahawa mukalelo wa mutianole, enamuno owo ise etihawe, wira arimutiana kahimulopwana.
And then most anything that way with his characteristics is like many people are left-handed and right-handed. Their characteristic, the way they handle themselves. You can tell whether it's a right or the left-hand person by the way they conduct themselves, the way they reach out, always with that left hand or the right hand.
Vanonto etupi itwiri siiso ni mikalelo saya. Siiso nto kwa tuanche na reayo onyoto ni amono olo pwana. Iyo tina muna mota awa nise tihereaya. Muno wero suwela sinto mutu amono olo pwana wala onyoto. Mwahawa moto nise tihawe. Enamuna mpavelayo kushe etu kwekwe ni ntata notiana wala nolo pwana.
And remember, Jesus had something like that, that two hands are just almost, they are the same. They've got the same kind of thumbprints, fingerprints, five fingers, small index and so forth, just as the right hand and the left hand has the same kind of fingers normally, same size hand, just exactly.
Nto mupuele, Yesu ahikala na etu siiso wira, matata manlive eke kaito, anolikana, arina maravulo olikana vakatani ulupale, maravulo avakatani, ikata tanu, ekani, ntonyo, nisikina, siiso ntokon tata nolo pwana, nintata notiana rinaya ikata solikana, voli malele ya, munuelo mmosarua ntata, voli kanene.
And the only difference there is in them is one is left and the other is right.
Yes.
That's the only difference you can tell. One is left, other right.
Nto evirikane lwe mosene kanle mwaiyao, okala wira ni mosati notiana, nto nikina tinolo pwana. Eo te evirikane lwe mosapaahi mukanlia nyuehaka, ni mosati notiana, nikina tinolo pwana.
So then, in that, Jesus said, I might drop a little point here, Jesus said in Matthew 24 that the characteristics of the Spirit would be somewhat alike in the last days. So close that would deceive the very elected if it was possible.
Banonto mwa yeyo Yesu uhimia, kamwero hime tuya mukaniva, Yesu uhimia mwa Mateo 24 uira, mikalelo saeroho saaro kalantoko solata na mahiku kiseria, solata nasha saaro ayo oto taale otanliwa vakanle uira vaniwe rianea.
See, that just you take your hand and just hold it up. See, if you don't notice one of them looks like the other in every way, but one of them is left and the other is right.
Mone iyo saro apahi, mukushenta tana nyumvenshe rosulu. Mone mwahiwe hevale, nimosani nlika na ninikina, mwainamuna sotene. Masi nimosati notiana, nikina tinolo pwana.
That's why the spirits are in the last day, they're somewhat alike. But they have a characteristic that identifies them. One is right and the other is wrong. And it can be identified by its characteristic.
This is a roho siriaya ni hiku noki seria. Iyo tiso halelolatana. Masiso kala na mukale lonsuwa nyeiha. Emosati orera ekina tiona nara. Nivani were aneo sueliwa ni mukale luaya.
The Spirit of God can be identified by its characteristic. See, the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the Church. There's a church spirit. And a Spirit of God that's absolutely not like the church spirit at all.
Eroho ya muluku enni sueliwa ni mukale luaya. Munona, eroho ya muluku ni eroho ya ekeresha. Yokale roho ya ekeresha ni eroho ya muluku ehikale ntoko roho ya ekeresha. Atava kani.
There's a denominational spirit. There's a national spirit. There's a spirit of the nation. Every nation, when I go into you, you walk in there, you find a different spirit.
Yokale roho ya muromolelo. Yokale roho ya mulaponi. Yokale roho ya mutete. Kulela po kapiaka.
I went into Finland, fine people, but there was a Finnish spirit. I go down into Germany, there's a German spirit.
Kahiro Finlandia ature ramurima, masia aikale roho ye Finlandia, karwa walemanya, yo kale roho ya walemanya.
You're not long ago, I was going with the wife, when we still lived in Indiana a couple of years ago, over to the little supermarket. I just come home, we had to go get some food.
Va woi kala kalai ka muro anamu araka kati wa kala ho Indiana nlelo ya kapili sivinre e pasari yulu pale ka malarurwa owani na hano ro thuma yoya.
Now on the road over there, it's the summertime, you might not believe it, but we found a lady had a dress on. And it was so strange, it shocked me. I said, oh, look at there, it looks strange, that woman's wearing a dress. The rest of them was wearing clothing not becoming to the woman.
Ntokiro akawei wo hiyo wari okati welimwe nyo potu hameni masina himu phenya mutia na mosa wandre vistitu ni ari otikiniha mio eyo ya hikitananiha mio kuira nkawe hani vale ele tiotikiniha mutia nolo wandre vistitu awakina ya warense ikuosaha sohi kala saathiana.
And she said, I said, well, that's just the American spirit. And then the spirit of America. Now, spirit of America, it's supposed to be a Christian nation, but the spirit of this nation is not Christian.
Amen.
It might be called Christian nation, but it's a million miles from it in characteristic.
Nto ao kuira, mio kuira, ahe, eleveke kai eroho ya wa Amerika. Mone, eroho ya wa Amerika. Bane roho ya wa Amerika timosa, ya tuneo kale lapo ye Kristu, masi eroho ye lapo ye lake hiyo ye Kristu, poti hui haniwe lapo ye Kristu, masi eri kilomo imiliao sene vora kamela yeyo mwamukalelo.
So this woman, she said, well, aren't we Americans? I said, no, we live here. This is our country. We stay in it. We love it. It's the best nation in the world. But yet we are not Americans.
Tivomutia nola mio kuira, au kuira, ahe, hiyo kani hiyo atuwa Amerika, kuira, mio kuira, nari. Hiyo ninkala weno, ele lapuahu, hiyo ninkala mumu, hiyo eni nisivela, tiilapo yore rasha mwolumu enkuni. Masinaka lavo, hiyo kani hiyo awa Amerika.
I said, we are born from above. The Holy Spirit come down and we belong to a kingdom. It's not of this world.
Mio kuira, hiyo ni ariwosulu, roho yowari ayokurua, nto hiyo ni nira mpante womwene, kuhiyo wolumu enkuyola.
I said, That's the reason that our sisters wear dresses, wear long hair, don't wear makeup. See, their characteristics identify them as holiness unto the Lord from above.
Miokwira. Mwahawayei wa shina wa shitiana nwaraya ivishititu, ankala naya ikarari sore kama, ahini pintareaya, mwone, mikale losea sinasu wanyeha ntoko owaria wapuya, okumo sulu.
Therefore, we are seeking a kingdom. We are seeking a king to come and receive his subjects to his kingdom. And they are identified by their characteristics that their treasures are not of this earth or of this nation. It's of above in glory. Therefore, they look for a city whose builder and maker is God. They are properly identified.
Tivo hiyo ni nroe la omwene, hiyo ni mroe la mwene wira orwe owakele atwawe kelaka momwene ni mwawe. Na au ansuwa nye hiwa nimi, mikale losaya, wira mihakusaya, kasi hiyo sela poela, wala muteteola, tiso sulumovuwa ni tivo au, awa nweherera mutete mmosa, yoo na mateka ni na mapaka okanle muluku.
Wish I had enough voice to preach to you some night, but I get off of that.
Kani tunakikala nensuno piera wira kola lerenu hiu mosa, masimio kokuma mwayeo.
Now, identifying by its characteristics, we find a good example here in the time of Israel coming to the promised land. And God had called him according to his promise.
Vano osu wanyei hiwa ni mikale losaya. Hiyo nini pwenye ntonyero ore rava okati wa Israeli. Okela mutete ni wanatiri. Ni muluku ahi uihana mutariha kanatiri awe.
He told Abraham that he would his seed would be in this strange nation for 400 years. And then he would deliver him with a great mighty hand. And they go to a land that was promised was flowing with milk and honey.
Owa ahimulela Abraham wira aroa, usulu awe wa amuro kale lapo ya amala po yaka emia sheshe, banonto amuro opola nintata nulu pale na ikuru, na o ya amukela mutete mmosa, nto ya ahila eheriwa, ya koe leeti nuravo.
And then when that time of the promise drew nigh, there come a Pharaoh who didn't recognize Joseph's great ministry that he had among them.
Bano nto atamenlia yokati wanatiri kurafa farao mmosa ahasuela muteku mulu pale wa Yosefi o arina weria riaya.
And this God raised up a prophet named Moses. And the man was taught in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. No doubt but what he was a great smart intellectual man. For he could teach the Egyptians wisdom.
Ntoola muluku ahimvensha profeta mmosa ihani wa Moise. Ntomulopwa noo ahi shutihi wa mausuela otene wa atuwa weshitu. Beke kai o arimu tumulu pale osuela, osoma na ve aniwe rowi shutiha miruku atuwa weshitu.
Look like a properly fitted man for deliverance. But you see, what we call deliverance and what God calls deliverance is some difference.
Yeah. Akala ntoko mutu opanelela, opanelelo vulusha. Masimone, ele nihana huopoliwa, ni ele muluku nihana weopoliwa, sovirikana.
I watched this man with all of his ethics. He knew he was born to deliver the children of Israel, yet with all of his education, that's all he knew about, and knowing that he was called of God to do the job, he had his Bachelor of Art and his PhD and LLD and so forth, and he went out to deliver Israel and was a total
failure.
With his foot on the throne in Egypt to become the Pharaoh, that he could deliver the children of Israel after he became Pharaoh because he was next in line for the throne.
Banongwehe, yakala ntoko mwaha okala ninao vehiche ni yaweshitu, wira kale farao, aroa oweri owopola ana Israeli nu malokala farao, okala wira o tatarela nampiro ni orantela ehiche.
But you see, that in doing it that way wouldn't identify God's characteristic in delivering his people. He said he would deliver them. He would deliver them with a mighty hand. Not Moses with a mighty army, but God with a mighty hand.
Masimone, wira sisa le karo suwanye hainamuna samuluku wopola tuawe. Owa himye wira amuro wopola. Owa amuro wopola, wopola nintata na ikuru. Kahi Moise nintata na enatoropa, masimuluku nintata na ikuru.
We find that this prophet run away and was in the wilderness for 40 years. It taken Pharaoh 40 years to drill an education into him and took God 40 years to drill it out of him.
Nini pwenya wira profeto la hiti ya wakukala motako ni yaka miloko misheshe. Saatuneye yaka miloko misheshe wira farao okeliho soso mama yoo. Ni saatuneye yaka miloko misheshe wira muluko akumihemo.
So we find one day that he on the backside of the desert met the Lord God in a burning bush in a form of a pillar of fire laying in a bush.
Bano nini pwanya wiro ni hiku ni mosa witela wa motako ni ahiku mananapu ya muluku va muiwa ni wavarela ni mukale lo wanlumi na moro na ariva muiwa ni.
And he was asked to take off his shoes, that the ground he was standing on was holy. Now look at this fine, cultured, educated man that had been. What's the changing of his characteristics after he met God?
Vano owa kubekeliwa wiro rulesha pato, wira etayari awevo, wari wo waria. Vano nkangwehe ni mutula ore ramurima ola kea oso maria awe. Nkawehani orukunua wa mikale losawe ni umalokumana ni muluku.
He done the most. Sometimes God does things in such a simple way and such a foolish way to the carnal way of thinking.
Owa panke yote pesha, imara sikina muluku nira itu enamune mosaye okwe ya.
Notice, a man who had been a total failure with all Egyptian armies and everything around him to do the will of God, with all of his education, at the age of 40 years old in his prime.
Nkangwehe ni mulopwa na mosa ari ovo nyavoma lela. Nanda koto otena weshitu ni ituso otene saariva kiviru vayo, wira aire otuna wa muluku. Nusoma wawe otene, munuwelo wa iaka miloko misheshe osuluwaya.
Here he is 80 years old the next morning with his wife sitting straddle of a mule with a young un on her hip and a stick in his hand going down to Egypt to take over. You talk about a ridiculous sight, but that was displaying the characteristics of God because he had a man who would believe his word. That's all.
Olo riva, yaka miloko mitanamira ruvosi iswaya, na mwarawe kilantene vasuluva mwapuru, ni mwanamwa ne mmosabu yunu ni mwawe, Nikopo matata ni mwawe arwaka weshi tuwira shinte. Eyo neloshe ni yote iha. Masi eyo yoni heri ya mikalelo samuluku. Okala wira owa aikala na mutu ami ni maswawe. Tie yotu.
The thing of it was, could you imagine a one man invasion going to Egypt where an army had failed? But what was it? His characteristic, his tactics was changed. He was going in the name of the Lord. I am that I am.
Etwene tiwira, mwamu ero toke lelo tupela wa mutu mmosaru waka weshitu. Weyo natoro pavonyali awe, masiyarishe niyo, mukalelo awe, iire losawe sahiru kunshiwa. Owa arua mansina na apu ya, miyo tuleki nkala.
The thing of it was, he took over. He did because he was going in the power of the Lord.
Etwene yari wira, owa ahishinta. Owa ahishinta, okala wira arua nuwere wa apu ya.
On his road leading Israel out to the promised land, he come in contact with his brother, his denominational brother, Moab. Now Moab by no means were heathens. That was Lot's daughter's children. One of their children had sprung Moab.
Mpironi amuroiha ka Israeli mutete wanatiri, o aikumana ni munnawe, munnawe amuromo leloni, Moabi. Vano Moabi kayara pakau atavakani au yari ana amwana mwamuthiana loti mwamwana we mmosa amu yanre Moabi.
Now up there I want you to notice these two nations in contrast. Here was Egypt, a little scattered about, no nation to go to, no executives or no king or nothing or any dignitaries among them, just the people on their road to a promised land. And here they had to go through the land of Moab. It was right in the line of promise.
Bano osuluiwe kintuna wira nwehe maloko ala manli mwa ohi wanana. No ari eshitu mukani omara maria atamutete wiro roweo atani kuru na akulu pale wala mwene, wala atetu, wala makulu pale ria riaya, atupahi ete roaka mutete wanatiri. Nino, au ya hano vira mutete ni wa Moabi, warimu hina wanatiri.
And Moab also was a believer in Jehovah. And they had a prophet. And Israel had a prophet. Both of them had prophets.
Nto Moabi nave yari o muamini Yehova ni aikala na profeta. Ni Israel aikala na profeta. O wanliaya ya aikala na maprofeta.
And I noticed they come to the place that the prophet of the organized nation was coming down to curse this other nation because it was just a drifter, not having a certain place to stay. So they come down and watch those two prophets.
Ntovana ngwehe, au ya aipia ni puro profeta nloko noto kihiwa arwawe wira takali hen loko nla nikina. Okala wira na arino weta sapahi, ni hikala naka ni puro nekeka inokala. Tivuao kukuruela, ni mwawehe maprofeta ala nli.
When it comes fundamentally speaking, both of them were exactly right. Because notice Balaam, the bishop, told him, now you build me 7 altars. 7 is the complete number of God, representing the 7 church ages, the 7 days of creation, so forth.
Va pierre akolavula mwaso pavelea, o anliaya vekeka ya hikala na sesharia. Okala wira ngwehe, palaamu, bishpu, aha himeria, vano mukitekele altara tanuna anli, tanuna pili tinumma runoma lela na muluku. Ninto nyero katimitanu na mili waekeresha, maiku matanu na manli aopatusha nisikina.
Now notice, 7, God is completed in 7. 7 altars. And on each altar put a bullock. Now that's exactly the same altar they had down in Israel's camp.
Vano nwehe, taunapili, muluku omalela matanunapili, altara tanuna anli, nivakula altari kumpwe havo mwanyompe. Vano uo ti altari mmosaru yoo au ya harina haya vapuani va Israeli.
There they are down in Israel. Amen. With the same altar they got up here in the same sacrifice. A bullock and a bullock. A prophet and a prophet. Two nations in contrast. A very perfect example of the day we're living. We had time to go into it.
Awa mpwenye ne yaiwe u Israeli ni altari mmosaru yoo au harina sayo sulunno. Ni mkuto mmosaru, mwanyompe ni mwanyompe. Profeta ni profeta, maloko manli mohi wanana. Ntonyero noli kananen hiku hiyo ni nkalahu, na akalane rukati woke la mwaye.
Notice, God doing this in parable, we would find out, paralleling. Now, also, Balaam required a ram on each altar. That was speaking of his faith in a coming Messiah.
Wehe, muluku airaka yeyo manlika nyihonla, wira nisuwele ya pakaka volikana. Vano nave palaamu ahimve kela mwaputi puti vasuluva kula altari. Eyo ya ahimyo muamini wawe mesia aro orwa.
A ram. He sheep. That's the same sacrifice they had down in Israel. Down in the camp of Israel up here by Moab. The fundamentally they were both right. But notice. Fundamentally in doctrine.
Mwaputi puti. Eputiputi yolo pwena timuku toyowo awe ya arina saya u Israeli. Ohitova puwani wa Israeli, osulunno mwa omowapi. Bopa velea awo wanli ya ahikala na sharia, masinguwehe, bopa velea mwamuishu tiho.
But one prophet down in Israel's camp had the characteristics of God and the word of God, he stayed with the promise of God for that age because he was in a line going to the promised land.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Masi profeta mmosava puani va Israeli, arna mikalelo sa muluku ni maswa muluku. O ahikala ni natira muluku aukati ule. Okala wira arimulinya ni arwaka mutete wa natiri. Munona.
Now as far as the fundamental part, Balaam could be just as identified as Moses was. But you see, Moses, being the correct prophet of God, not only had the fundamental parts, but had the identification of God.
Vano na ahimiake panteo pavelea, palaamu, palaki aniwe rosuwe liwa siso ntoko Moise. Masimone, Moise orene profeto olo kamuluku, Kahi wira arne panteo pavele apai. Masi aika la nosuwa nyea wa muluku.
See, he was in line of duty, exactly what was promised for that age. Not for the age of Noah, but for the age then. I will take you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey.
Mone, o ari muhina wa muteko. Beke kayeyo ya laiheri wakatule. Kahi aokati wa Noe, masi aokati ole, miyo kinimoro ihanilapwe nikowe leti nuravo.
They were on their way, and Israel was identified with their prophet Moses, with the message of that age. God, characteristics identified in Moses.
Ao ya arimpironi, nto Israel asuwa nyehiwa ni profeta haya, Moise, ni mutaka wakati ule. Mikale lo samuluku usosu wanyehi wa Moise.
A pillar of fire was following him. He also had the atonement in action. Not speaking of it, but had it in action.
Amen.
Not what will be, what is right now.
Amen.
Lumi na moro na animutara. O na vahikala ne tipihero evaraka muteko. Kahi olavula masukala ne varaka muteko. Kahi tuinro kala elekanle nana anova.
Notice, he had a brass serpent that had been lifted up for the sickness and diseases of the people. Therefore, Moses was practicing divine healing.
Wehe, o aikala nenoa yeporonse ya tomewe mwahawa ikwerere ni ireta saatu. Tivo Moise, anipakovoni hawa muluku.
He had the atonement, the brass serpent symbolizing that God was in the camp. And the people were looking on that brass serpent and being healed.
O aikala netipiherio, enoa yeporonse. Ya tonye re wira muluku ariva puani. Ne atu ya wehe noa yele poronsi. Ni anivo ni hiwa.
He also had a smitten rock following him. And that was identifying God. To keep the waters of life among them. Joy and salvation. That they would not perish but had everlasting life. It was a type of that smitten rock in the wilderness was a type of Christ being smitten.
O na vaikala na mwala wa amaniwe wa mutarayo. Ntoyo ya amuswa nye hamuluku, wira kalihe maasi ae kumi eria riaya, otapa ni wopo liwa, wira au kayaro opwete ya, masi ekalane kumi hinimala. Nlo narin likanyihona, mwalole woma ni wamotako ni, narin likanyihona Kristu amaniwaka.
Then they were traveling in the line of promise. That was another identification, the showing God's characteristic. No matter how fundamental this other one was with the word, he had the fundamentalism plus the identification and the characteristic of God among them. God identified himself.
Vano awo yeta mukohamuhina wanatiri. Iwo warusu wanye hiwokina. Woni heraka mukalelo wa muluku. Bohi chala motasheni ola mukina ariawe masopa velea ni masu. Owa aikala na mulipi hero ni usu wanye hiwa. Ni mukalelo wa muluku ria riaya. Muluku aisu wanye haka mwanene.
Two prophets. Both of them prophets. Both of them fundamental. But God identified his characteristics in Moses because he had the characteristics of God with him.
Maprofeta nli, owanli aya maprofeta, ni owanli mayopavelea. Masimuluku ahisu wanyei ha mikalelo sawe mwa Moise, okala wira arina mikalelo sa muluku mwayo.
Now, again, God's characteristics is always supernatural because he is supernatural. God is supernatural.
Bano emare kina mikalelo sa muluku kwe kwe tisulu pale. Okala wiro wa mulu palesha, muluku mulu palesha.
It's unusual always to the modern trend of thinking of the day. You know that. God's always has upset the apple cart for the religious groups in every age that's ever passed.
Tiyoti kiniha kwe kwe waetunelo yanana no yowupuwela wanihiku. Nyuwa mosuwe leyo. Muluku kwekwe onni ruhela mukacha mihoma makuru aetiini wakuloka tutonko vira.
And not one time did ever a person or a group of people ever organize herself together upon a message, but what they died in one of the shelf and never raised again. There's no history.
Nikuvua toka timmosa mutu wala nikuru nitonkwa ya wito kihava mosa vasuluva mutaka au kuhikwa nikuhi kumamutekoni nikanati keleke tovenya kivua tehantisi.
The Lutherans, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Baptists, the Pentecostals, and so forth. Never raise again. When they go to grouping it, God deals with individuals.
a Luteranu, a Presbiterianu, a Metodista, a Batista, a Pentecosti nakina, kanatikeleke tovenya, yakaliharu makuru niyela. Muluku ombara muteko ni mutu.
Notice, he's so unusual to the way of thinking. See, we get off in a trend and we have to believe it this way. And then God comes around with his word that he's promised and identifies himself in that word. This group can't go to it because they don't believe in him. See, it's done cut itself off from him.
Wehe, o tohili malele ya mwaina muna yo upuela. Mone, nino pachere tunelo, nini hana wami nihilasa, vano ntomuluku, onoro ni maswawe, o laihendri yawe, ni wisu wanyei hamwanene mamasu yao, ni kuru nila kaningwe roroela yao, okala wira kaninami ni yao, mone, ni hiva lanya ni yao.
Like Joseph, he was a son of David and a good man. Joseph, the husband of Mary. He was a good man and no doubt read the Bible, the scrolls continually because and was looking for a Messiah to come. And should have known what the scripture said that would take place. Isaiah said, a virgin shall conceive.
Ntoko Yosefi, o ari mwana Daviti ni mutu orera murima, Yosefi yawe Maria, o ari mutu orera murima, niveke kayani musoma Biblia, isapala, bohi hiereria. Okala wira, ni amue herere ya mesiaro orwa, ni aniswele tuye ole mpo ya himia ya wira ya muiranea, Yesaya irale, mwali harusi unorupala.
Well now, he was going with this young girl, Mary, probably 18 years old, is probably a bit older, and then, when they were engaged to get married, she shows up to be mother. Now, that was kind of hard for Joseph to kind of settle on that.
Ahevano, oweta ni mwalio la Maria, alakelari na iaka muloko ni tanataru, nuwa lakelari mulu pale vakani. Vano ntoka tiaka melanaya wire telane, owo nkala wiro nro kala mama. Vano eyo yari omurikela Yosefu vile la yeyo.
No doubt but what Mary told him, the visit of Gabriel. But we notice the way his character was leading him, he doubted it. Now she was found to be mother before they were wed. And in the Bible, that punishment is death by being stoned.
Bekeka imaria ahimu himero shekuria wakapirieli. Masihio nini weha wira maenamuna mukale loawe wa mweti heriaya owa ahihoveria. Vano vahona nea wiro waro kala maame hinatutela nasa. Ni mbibili yadi hukumu hiyo enkalo kwa afunyiwaka ni maluku.
Unwedded woman becoming mother. She had to be stoned. There's no prostitution in Israel. It was put out. So we find out, and Deuteronomy tells us that.
Mutia no hiteli waro kala maama. Aha novonyiwa ni maluku. Kiwakanlo na mutompe uisraeli. Wahima la malihiwa.
Now, we find that Mary looked like she was trying to use Joseph just for a shield of some act that she had done. Because if she was found already to be mother before they were married, then she must be stoned and she must have someone now that could stand as a shield for her. And that looked whole lot like it was what she was trying to do.
Bano hiyo nini pwenye wira Maria ya kala ntoko o erero mukaliha Yosef ntoko nikula no wisa akihano etu o ira yawe. Okala wira apwenyewe rohalako kala maame hinatutela nasa. Nto ahano vonywa ni maluku. Nto ahano kala na mutu. Vano aro kala ntoko nikula no wisa akihano. Ni ya kala ntoko sotene ntoko wira tiye yo atunawe wira.
But Joseph looking into her big pretty eyes and she'd say, Joseph, Gabriel said to me, the Holy Spirit shall overshadow thee. And this thing that will be conceived in thee is of the Holy Spirit. It's God. It's what it's going to be called, the Son of God.
Masi Yosef awe haka maitoawe malu palorera, ni owa amuira, Yosefi, kaprielu kilela, eroho yoware noruwa wokunela ni mututi, ni etuile nro rupaliwa mwanyuo, mwanyuo tia eroho yowaria. Timuluku, tia yuenroa ya wihaniwaka, mwana muluku.
Joseph, he wanted to believe that, but it was so unusual. It never happened before. And that's just the way today.
Ni Yosefi, owo, anituna wami ni yeyo, masiari ohi limaleliwa. Eyo kia tonko wira ne akalai. Ntotisi iso siri ayo lelo.
If we could only, if I had some way of getting the people to see that the unusualness of anything, if it's identified by the word, then its characteristics proves what it is. It's God in action.
Ba kan le wira nani wera pahi. Ba kan le wira kahi kala nenamuna yo wiri hatuona. Wiro hili malelea wetu pitu. Ya kalaru yosu wanyei hiwani masu. Bano mikale lo saa sino ni here tusheni iyo. Timuluku mutekoni.
Joseph should have known this. He should have known a virgin shall conceive. But he was honest about it. He didn't want to put her away privately, but he was thinking on doing it.
Yosef ahana wiro suenlene yeyo. O ahana wiro suenlene wira mwali harusi onoru pala. Masu uo harina sharia wa yeyo. O katuno muhia ni muhiti ho masi o anu puwele la wira.
And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Did you ever wonder why he appeared in a dream? There was no prophets of them days. Their dream was so simple, it needed no interpretation.
Bano nton laika napu ya kimu kumelela molohani. Motoko wiko hama hawasheni ilo naruia ya molohani. Kia akale maprofeta mahiko ale. Yolo haya yari okwe asha kia atune yota puleliwa.
Said Joseph, thou son of David, fear not taking thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. See, then that settled it.
Kwira Yosefi mwana Daviti, muhovele lomukusha Maria mwarinyu. Mana olo rupaliwe mwaiyo tiae roho yo waria. Maonento, eo ya ima lihamuha.
See, he come to him in a dream, secondarily. But to see there was no prophet there to identify that word, that this is the virgin that shall conceive. See? So therefore, he appeared to him in a dream because he was honest and just and a good man.
Maone, lo na amuruenle molohani, vanenli, masi maone, kakanla ta profeta vale wira suanye ihe maswale, wira ola timwali harusu unro rupala. Munona, vano tivo lo na amuruenle molohani, okala wira o harina sharia ni anema ni mutu orera murima.
And I believe God will come to any good man in some way and identify his doings to that good man for the age. If that man's called of God for that age.
Niko okupa liwira muluku no muruela kula muture ramurima mwainamune mosa nusuwa nye haso wira sawe wa mutuyo uore ramurima wa okatiyo bakalaru wira mutuo ohihaniwa ni muluku katiyo.
Now, but it was so unusual, they just could not hardly grasp it. But always the appearing according to the promised word for the age. All this unusualness.
Bano, masiari ohili malelea. Au vanari kelo suela sana pahi. Masikwe kwe, orwatari haka masu ola heru wa okati. Ohili malelea weno otene.
Now there's some people might go around and say, well, this is unusual. That's God. This is unusual. But you see, it has to be identified by the word. And the word is God. See?
Bano, akala atuka mosaka mosaka nloroa kaiwo niwira. Ahe, ela tioti kiniha, timuluku, ela tioti kiniha. Masimone, ehano suwa nyehi wa ni masu, muluku, munona.
And then the characteristic of this identification identifies who it is. Because God said this would happen, and it happens. See, the characteristic of it is God's word being identified by the characteristic of what's going on.
Bano nto mukale lo wao suwa nyehi wano, oni suwa nyehi wotani, okala wira muluku ahimia wira ela ya mukumelela. Vano ni kumelela, munona, mukale lo haya timaswa muluku ansuwa nyehi wa, ni mukale lo wetuwe ni iraya.
He said in the last days he pour out the Holy Ghost. He did it. The characteristics of it identify that it was God, his word, promise. See, it always identifies itself.
O ahimia wira mahiku kisereamu roo mwareshe roho yo waria, o kuira yeyo. Mikale losaya sosu wanyeha wira arimuluku, maswawe alaiheriwe, mone kwe kwanisu wanyeha nene.
Now, always, every time, corrects the word when the word is said wrong. Did you ever notice? It was in the days of Noah that corrected that scientific age that God was going to bring water down out of the heavens.
Vano kwe kwe kulokati eni lakiheri anulumo, masuya himwaru vovonyea, motoko weha, yari mahikwa noe alaki enria okatule wa siensia wira muluku amuru okurusha maasi ukuma wirimu.
It was Moses, see, that corrected when they had all settled down in Egypt and so forth, but God's word had to come to be identified. And the truth of the word corrects the error.
Ari Moise mone ala kihendro kathao tene ya ikali halia ya weshitu. Nisiso, masi maswa muluku ya hana orua wire suwanye hiwe ni ekeka ya masu eni la kihere ele vonyeye.
Let me ask you something. We may go a little deep here. I'm not supposed to preach teaching or doctrine. But let me just ask you one thing.
Mukihia kokohe ni tuimosa. Nino wero roa vatisha va. Nkikalo la lera kekano wala muishu tiho. Masi mukihia kokohe ni tuimosa.
Jesus was the Word. We know that. The Bible said it was. St. John 1st chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He's still the Word.
Yesu arimasu hiyo no sueleo. Biblia himye wira ario Yohana ware kapitulu wo pachera ni narinsu ntonsu nari ni muluku banonsu nari muluku banonsu kuipa kerutu kukala ni hiyo owo nlelo masu.
Then when he could perceive their thoughts, they ought to know that that was the Word, because the Word of God said that's what he'd do. He was the prophet.
Bano okati owo aweri awo suela so upuela saya awo yahana wira suenlene wira ale arimasu. Okala wira maswa muluku ya ahime wira tie yo waro awe wira. O ariti profeta.
Now notice, we find out that when he was born, about 12 years of age, he went up to the feast of the tabernacle. And they went up there to the Passover, and on the road back, they went 3 days' journey and they missed him, presuming that he was out among their people.
Bano nwehe. Ninona wiro katuo ya riwawe orinene yaka sopia kamulokoni pili. Owa ahiro onira ni wa mashasha. Ni ao ya ahiro wa hiyo onira ni napasika. Ntompiro ni tikaka ao ya aheta mahiku mararu. Nuwa hala kasea yonaka wira yupuela ka ahiso ya kanyera ka wiro owa ari eria riatwaya.
We can make a lesson out of that. That's so much today. Now you Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, whatever you are. See, you're doing that same thing.
Na muwere okala na nisomi na yeyo, tioli kanesha ni hiku nolelo. Vano nyuo metotista, patista, perispiterianu, luteranu, mukatolika, etupi itu mukanlianyu, maone, munire trimosaru yeyo.
You're perceiving because Wesley had a great revival, Luther had a great revival, or Pentecost had a great revival. You're perceiving that he's among the people when sometimes he isn't there.
Nyo munanyi here wira okala wira Wesley ahikala na muhakala lihomulu pale. Lutero ahikala na muhakala lihomulu pale. Wala Pentecost ahikala na muhakala lihomulu pale. Munanyi here wira o riri ya riatu. Okati imara sikino o kakanlevo.
They went to find him. Where did they find him? Where they left him?
Yeah.
At Jerusalem.
Ao ya ahiro akumpanyo. Ao ya amupanye vaiyo o. Weo ya muhin ya yao. O Yerusalemu.
And when they found him, what was he doing? A little boy, 12 years old, probably never entered school anymore, what his mother taught him. And here he was in the temple debating with those priests about the Word of God. And they were astonished at the wisdom of this child. Why? He was the Word.
Ntokata mupanyaya o irasheni, mwamiravo iaka mulokoni pili, alakela hatonko kela mushikola, woi kaletui kino hiele ameao ya mwishu tihaliaya. Niva o arimpani moko korela avanyiha na kanana mkutwale mwahawa maswa muluku. Vano, au yaanisha nkela nkila mwanola, mwahawa sheni. O arimasu.
Now watch, and not dishonoring you Catholic people to call Mary the mother of God. But just let me show you a little error here. If the church is built upon Mary, watch what happened.
Vano nwehe. Ntovano, kahi oho titimihani nyua katolika munimuiha na Maria maya muluku. Masimukihie pahi kuoni he nivonye rekani va. Vakala wire kereshe takiweva suluva Maria. Nkawehani itu ya kumele nle.
Now, she come up and she said, oh, your father and I have sought thee with tears. What's that statement? She then condemned her own testimony. She said, your father and I have sought you with tears.
Bano wa ahiru akwira, oh, atitinyu ni miyo, na aniwa aviani ni maitori. Nkawehani nulu molo. Nto o wa ahiko tonamo onawe, o irale, atitinyu ni miyo, na aniwa aviani ni maitori.
What's that word? He was the word. He said, know ye not that I must be about my father's business?
Amen.
What's the word? Correct the error.
Nkawehani maswao, o wa arimasu, o kwira, kamunsu elawira kihano vara muteku watitiaka.
Right there before those priests,
She ruined her testimony, said she was conceived by the Holy Ghost, and here she says Joseph is his father.
Yes.
See that word? Catch it right quick.
Amen.
He was the word.
Baba levene, oholo wana mukutwale, owa hihonono na monawe, ahime wira arupanle ya roho yowaria, ntova ohime wira Yosef ariti itiawe, munona maswawe varakeyo na ananoru, owa arimasu.
Now you know a 12-year-old boy wouldn't do that.
No.
He was the word.
Amen.
He was the spoken word of that age. So therefore, the identified characteristic of God was in Christ.
Yes.
He corrected the errors.
Bano mosu elawira mira vayaka muloko ni pili kakanle wira yeyo. Owa arimasu ulavuliwa okatiole. Bano tivamu kale lowosu wanyei wa wamuluku, wa arima Kristu. Owa ahila kiheri ya ivonyeru.
He said, they said, why, we are Moses' disciples. He said, if you was Moses' disciples, you'd know me. He wrote of me. Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like me. You would know me if you knew Moses.
Oh, kuira. Bano hiyo na wishuta Moise. Munona, oh, kuira. Mwara wishuta Moise. Mwamu kisuela mio. Oh, olepasa mio. Moise irale. Apu ya muluku anywa. No mutala profeta ntoko mio. Mwamu kisuela mio. Mwamu suenle Moise.
And see, the word always corrects the error of the day, but the people don't like to believe it. They hang right on just the same.
Ntomone, masu kwe kwani la kihere vonyero ya nihiku, masa atu konasi vela wamini, awa no tipelela pahi, vamosaru pahi.
But Jesus corrected his own mother, and his mother was in the wrong, because she'd already said that that was a child conceived in her by the Holy Ghost, and here she turns her testimony around and said that Joseph was her father, was the father of Jesus.
Masi Yesu ahala kiheri ame ya wene, ntuame yawe ya harimu ovonyani, okala wira au ya ahime wira ola harimu anarupaliwe mwao mwahawa iroho yowaria, ntova okuna rukunshona monaya ni wira Yosef arititiaya, arititia a Yesu.
Now, if he was the son of Joseph, if he had been about his father's business, he'd been down the carpenter shop.
Yeah.
But he was about his father's business up there in the temple rebuking those organizations.
Amen.
He was about his father's business.
Hallelujah.
Just a 12-year-old lad. Know ye not that I must be about my father's business?
Bano bakala, bakala wira Yosefi, bakala wira owa arimu ana Yosefi, bakale wira owa arimu teko ni mwati tiawe, owa aroka lokala pintaria. Masi owa arimu teko ni mwati tewe, mpani moko korela mme, apopwelaka mitenke soye, munona, owa arimu teko ni mwati tewe, miravo mmosa ayaka muloko ni pili pahi, kamusu elawira kiano kala muteko ni mwati tiaka.
Did you notice when Jesus was tempted by Satan, his characteristic there when he was in his temptation identified him to be God because he stayed with the word. It is written, said Satan. Jesus said, it's also written. Stayed right with the word.
Mowe okati Yesu ate hate hiwawe ni satana. Mukale luawe vale okati owa ariawe mote hate hiwani mwawe. Wahi musuanye hoho wira arimuluku. Okala wira owa ahikala ni masu. Munona yole mpwa ahimia satana. Yesu kwira yole mpwa to ahikala ni masu.
God in sundry times we read here. God in sundry times, that's old times, divers manners, many ways, identified himself to his prophets by visions.
Kalai muluku, hiyo na usomava. Kalai muluku, eyo tiwi, okati wa kalai, ni namuna sinchene, ahisu wanye ihamwanene wa maprofeta awe, maso wona.
That was the characteristic of a prophet, was when he foretold things, and it happened. Now that was his characteristic of his identification, that God was with him.
Owa wari mukalelo wa profeta. Wari okate ahime awe tukalaene nukumelela. Bano owa wari mukalelo awe, wawisu wanyei hawawe, wira muluku wari ni iyo.
Then that give him the rights to interpret the word for that day because the word of God come to the prophets.
Amen.
The characteristic of the prophet that he foretold.
Vano eyo ya animu vahe haki yota pulela maswani hiku nenlo. Okala wira, maswa muluku anroa maprofeta. Mukalelo wa profeta, owa muhima liawe kalaene.
The Bible said, if there be one, and what he says comes to pass, then you hear it. But if it doesn't, don't believe him. Don't fear him. But if my word's not in him. But if it does come to pass, then my word's in him.
Amen.
That's his identification. That's the characteristic of a prophet.
Biblio himia akalamosa nto enihimia awe kukumelela vano muiwelele. Masi ai kumelele muhimuiwelele muhimuove masi awaka vakala wira maswaka kakale mwaiyo. Masi ya kumelela vano maswaka rimwaiyo. Iwo tusu wanye hiwa wawe. Owa timukalelo wa profeta.
Now, God in sundry times, that's how he showed his characteristics of identification of himself to man, by speaking through a man that was called to be a prophet.
Vano muluku kalai, tisi iso wooni hereawe mikalelo sawe so uisu wanye hawawe wa mutu, alavulaka mamutu oihaniwe wira kale profeta.
Now the Bible says that God in sundry times, diverse manners, spoke to the fathers through the prophets.
Vano bibilo ni himia wira kalai muluku aha alavuli hashiti itihu ni namuna sinchene ni molu mama profeta.
We also read over in 2 Peter that the whole word of God was wrote by him. Man of old, moved by the Holy Ghost, wrote the Bible.
Na osoma towira, mapetru aneli, wira maswa muluku alempweni yao. Atwaka la yeti, hiwa kaniroho yowari, amule pa Biblia.
There were prophets, the word come to them, and they wrote it. Wrote it down under inspiration.
Ao yari maprofeta, masu yaro wa yao, vano yaanilepa ni mupu sheru.
First they were identified prophets, then they wrote the word of inspiration. And they had the interpretation of the divine revelation, because it was God in the man.
Yo pachera ao ya kala maprofetosu wanyehiwa, vano ao yaanilepa masu wa mupu sheru, ni yaanikala notapulelu wa mupu lulo wa muluku, okala wira ari muluku mamutu.
That's why he showed himself in his characteristics of identification. Their visions being the vindicated was God's characteristic in them, making himself known to the people.
Vano tisi iso o iso ni henriawe mwanene, mwamikale losawe so wisu wanyeha, so wona saa silipiheri waka, warimu kalelo wa muluku mwao, aisu welihaka mwanene watu.
That's the only way he was in Christ. A prophet was just a little speck. Christ was the fullness of God. And God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and his characteristics identified him. What he was.
Vano eyo tina munemosa pahi o ariawe mwa Kristu. Profeta ari epanteamu kani pahi. Kristu ari omalela wa muluku. Nto muluku ari mwa Kristu atani hakolumu enkuniyo. Nimikale losawe saimu suwanyeha etu o ariawe.
In so much that he said, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe him. If I don't have the character of my Father, then don't believe me. Don't believe my claims. If I haven't got the character of my Father in me, then don't believe it at all.
Mpako wo wira kahivara kemiteko saati tiaka weso muhamini. Kahikala ne mukale loati tiaka weso muhikamini. Muhamini kimolu mwaka. Kahikala ne mukale loati tiaka mamiyo weso muhamini kinakala.
Now, his characteristics never changes. God cannot change his character no more than a lamb can change its character or any other thing changes its characteristics.
Vano mikale losawe kasinaru kunweke. Muluku kokanlo rukunsha ka mukale loawe. Atava kani. Ntoko mwa putiputi uhingwerea orukunsha mukale loawe. Wale tupi itukina orukunsha mikale losaya.
Because as long as it's in its original, it's original. And if you change anything, then you've changed it from its original.
Okala wira ya kalaka rumaoloka waya tioloka. Ntonyuo marukunsha ruitupi itu ntomorukunsha oloka waya.
It's just like you can take a hog and you can wash a hog and put that paint on his toenails like the women does and fix it up with lipstick and put it on a nice dress. Turn that old sow out, she go right straight to the water and water again. Why? She's a hog.
Amen.
That's all.
Enikala ntoko mwa kanlo kusha ekulue yoti ana kurapi ekulue yoti ana kuhele tintele makwari kwa nimaya ntoko sinira ya tiana nutoki hanepato nuwari hanevestitu yorera muhie kulue yo ewe norua na nanoru vamaroveni nuwolo asato mwawa sheni ewe kulue tia yotu.
But you know, you wouldn't make, a lamb wouldn't do that. He won't even get in that mud. He don't want nothing to do with it. It's the characteristics of it, see?
Masinto, masimosuela, nyuo kamaro opaka, mwaputiputi karua wireyo, owa ata konro okela mato penime, owa kontu na tetu ni iyo, timikale losaya, munona?
You might dress him in the same kind of clothes, but he sure won't go, the outside doesn't matter, it's the inside.
Nyuopo tumu ariha mutinto mosaruwa ikuo masi oveke kaikonroa, oveke kaikonroa, ele yavate kenchala timuhina.
Now God being the source of all life, don't fail to get this. If I'm trying all with this in me to get you to see something. See? It's to your good friends. It's for your behalf.
Vano muluku ariene patuelo yekumi otene muhivonye wiwela. Kinese ranisotene sirumamio wira monetu munona tia murere loanyo patani timwa mwahawanyuo munona.
I didn't come here just to be seen. I didn't come here, there was no other place to go. I come here because I felt to come here. I felt that the ministry the Lord had given me must be showed amongst the people here. And I'm trying to get you to see what God really is now.
Mio nkiruieva wira koniwe pahi. Nkiruieva mwahawo hikala nipuro nikina norwa. Kiruieva okala wira kirimono tunorwava. Kirimona wira muteko apu ya kivahalia ya. Ohana woni heru wiria riatuva. Ntokinesero wiriha ninyuo wone tumuluku kanlia wevano.
He's his promised word. He always is the word. And he identifies himself by the characteristic that he promised.
O timaswawe ola iheriwa. O kati wotene timasu. Ni onisu wanye hamwanene ni mukalelo o himaliawe.
A certain character would rise in a certain time. That's in the word. Then the characteristic of this person is supposed to rise identifies that that is the person.
A kanle mutu aro kumelelo kati mosa. Aro kala mamasu. Vano mukalelo wa mutula atune awira kumelele. Wamusu wanye hawira oti mutwene.
That's the reason Jesus had to be who he was. They should have seen it. No wonder they were blind. The thing said, though he had done so many miracles, yet they could not believe because Isaiah said they got eyes and can't see and ears and can't hear.
Mahawaye yo Yesu arinawe kala ole ariawe. Awe ya hana wira yonene. Kivanshankie awe ya honaya. Etwene, kwiriwa. Onamui o apanke miri ira sinchene. Lelo awe kayawari ya wamini. Okala wira Yesaya ahimia. Awe akala na maito na vekangwari ya ona. Maru na vekangwari ya wiwa.
Each age, not only his age, but every age, how God in sundry times, divers manners. Still, they just couldn't get it.
Munona, kulokati, kahukati awe pahi, masi kulokati, mota, muluku kalai, ni namuna sinchene, lelo au kaya wenre uiwa.
Now, his characteristics never fails. It always is the same. Now remember, his characteristic, the characteristic of God cannot fail. Amen. If it does, then God's failed.
Amen.
Bano mikalelo sawe kasinabo nyeke. Kwekwe enamune mosaru. Bano mupuele mukalelo awe. Mukalelo wa muluku uko kanlo vonyaka. Wavonyava le weso muluku uvonya.
And the Bible said in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, he is the unchangeable God. Whatever character he was at the beginning, he is still that same character.
Ni Biblia ohimia mwaheperi terezi oitu wira Yesu Kristu mmosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene. Tivo owo timukalelo hindru kunua. Kula mukalelo owo ariawe opachirani, owo nlelo mukalelo yowo mmosaru.
Every way he worked, any time he ever done anything, he does it the same way every time. If he doesn't, his character's changed. See? And his characteristics would display something it wasn't of God. See? So we wouldn't know where.
Kule namuna o vandriawe muteko, makulokati o tonkwawe wire tu, o nire namune mosaru kulokati. O ahire timukalelo awo rukununwe. Mone, nimikalelo sawe, samurwa woni here tu ya haro kala ya muluku. Munona, tivo hiyo kanaro suwe lavatu.
Like Paul said, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will know to prepare for battle? If the trumpet gives an uncertain sound.
Ntoko Paulus himaliawe. Lope na rumihansu nohi suwanyea. Tani onroa wito kiherekoto. Lope na rumansu nohi suwanyea.
Now, if the trumpet is supposed to sound retreat, that's what we got to do, retreat. Yeah. If the trumpet sounds charge, that's what we're supposed to do, is charge.
Vano lope na rumawira otika. Tia iwerina huwira otika. Lope na rumawira owana. Tia iwentune ya hiyo wira owana.
But what is a trumpet? Is the word of God. It identifies God. Whether it's go up, sit down, retreat, stack arms, whatever it is. It's God's trumpet sound.
Masi nlope sheeni, timaswa muluku. Awa ni musuanyeha muluku. sintoti sinto owela okilati otika wavitikanya kapwiti etupi itu iwa ruma wanlope na muluku.
And an uncertain sound, when the Bible says a certain thing's supposed to happen, somebody say, well, that's another day, that then is an uncertain sound there. Then you don't know what to do.
Vano nsuno hiswanya, Biblia himyaka wira etukateha na wira nea, mutuku naira, o eo ya aria ni hiku nikina, eo, vano no kala nsuno hiswanyavo, vano kamunsuwe la yowira.
Jesus said, I have power to lay my life down and raise it up again. No uncertain sound there.
Yesu himye wira ko kala no wari awova hekume haka kuvenshatu. Kanivonsu no hisuanyi avo.
The woman said, we know Messiah cometh, and when he cometh, he'll tell us the things like he did. He said, I'm he. No uncertain sound there.
Amen.
I am he.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mutia na irale, hiyo no suela wira mesia unorwa, nto warava le, o no nilela itu ntokosi himaliawe. O kuira, miyo kaiyowo. Kanivonsu no hisuanyi avo. Miyo kaiyowo. Mm-hmm. Amen.
They said, our fathers eat men in the wilderness. He said, they're everyone dead. He said, but I am the bread of life that come from God out of heaven. No uncertain sound. I'm the tree of life from the Garden of Eden. No uncertain sound about that. Certainly not. Nothing uncertain about it. He was certain in everything that he did.
Ao irale, ashiti iti uya ahiye manamo otakoni. Okwira, ao tena hokwa. Okwira, masimio kayo yaye kumi kumewa muluku uirimu. Kanivonsu no hisuanya. Mio kamwiriwe kumi wa mata we deni. Nari, kanivonsu no hisuanya wa yeyo. Veke kainari, atetu yo hisuanya wa yeyo. Oari olika na maso tene irayawe.
The Bible don't give an uncertain sound. It identifies a characteristic of God in its sounding.
Biblia konva hansu no hisuanya. Lo nini suanya ya mukalelo wa muluku na arumaka.
Jesus said in St. John 10:37, if I do not the works of my Father, and I don't have that character of my Father, then don't believe me. They are the one, they identify His character in me, His characteristics.
Yes, ohimia, mayohanu waria 10:37, kahivareke miteko saati tiaka etu, ni kahikala nemukale loati tiaka weso muhika aminiki, tiseyo, iyo sini suwanye ya mukale loaya mamiyo, mikale losaya.
Because the Father is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the characteristic of God is displayed by His promise for that age.
Okala wira ati titi masu, wopachera ni narinsu, ntonsu nari ni muluku, navensu ari muluku, ni mukale loa muluku, ononi heruwa ni natire awe aokati owo.
Now if he'd lived in Moses' time, it wouldn't have worked. And if Moses lived in his time, it wouldn't have worked. If he'd lived in Noah's time, it wouldn't work if Noah lived in his time.
Vano owa kanle rukati wa Moise kiaro likana. Ni Moise a kanle rukati awe kiaro likana. O a kanle rukati wa Noe kiaro likana. Wala Noe a kanle rukati awe.
Noah was prophesying of things for that day. And his characteristic and what he done identified him with the Word of God. Moses did the same thing.
Noe alaleria itusanihi kunenle. Ntomukale luawe ni itu owa panki awe sahi musuanyeha ni maswa muluku. Moise ahire tuene yeyo.
And here Jesus come, and the Word is promised for that age is identified in Jesus Christ by the characteristic of the Word, which is God.
Amen.
Ntova Yesu kurwa, vano masu ya alaiheri wakatule, ya isu wanyehi wa maesu Kristu ni mukale luwa masu, okanle muluku. Amen.
The pouring out of the Holy Ghost in the last days upon the common people has identified God's characteristic with the people. He promised it. It's a Word. He said He'd do it.
Amen.
Nobody can take it back. He said He would do it.
Umare shiwa wa roho yo waria mahiku kiseria vasuluva atupure. Wosu wanyeha mukalelo wa muluku na atu. Owa ahimyeyo, timasu. Owa ahimye wira amwira. Kavongwere kumihavo. Owa ahimye wira amwira.
So all these things that He's promised, that's what He does. It identifies His characteristic. Yes, sir. Don't believe it. Don't believe my claims if my characteristic isn't that of God.
Bano itu ya sotene owo himaliawe, tise yowo nirawe. Sini suwanye ya mukale luawe. Ayo mulopwena. Muhamini hiyo, muhamini sohi miasaka, bakala wira mukale luaka kuhiyo yole wa muluku.
Now notice, in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, he said, has my identification, my characteristic. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. That identifies that the character of Christ is in him, displaying the characteristics of him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel pretty religious right now if I am a horse. Yes, sir.
Vanonwehe mayohani 14:12 olonikamini ohimye wira okala no suanye waka mukale lwaka olonikamini onovara miteko mio simvaraka nave ewe ni suanye hawira mukale lwa Kristo rimwa iyo oni hereka mikale lo saiyo amen kinono kala natini sana vano atakila laka vamilo ayo mulopwana.
Oh my, see, there's no mistake about it. His life, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. See, that identifies the characteristic.
Oh, ulu, mone, kuvovo nya wayeyo, ekumiawe, olo nikamini, onovara miteko simvaraka nave, mone, ewe nisuanye hamukalelo.
Same thing he said, if my character doesn't identify myself, God in him, then he don't believe him. Now, he also said that he would be identified in that.
Etumo saru o himyawe, mukale lwaka wa hiki suanye heke yomi, muluku mwayowo, vano owo, muhimu kupali, vano owo na veto himya wira, amuro suanye hiwa mwayeyo.
Then that, if it doesn't identify him, then he isn't what he says. And today, if Christ doesn't identify himself, the characteristic of Christ identify us as being of Christ, believing the word, Jesus was the word, so he had to believe the word.
Vano eyo ya himu suanye heke yowo, weso kuhiwele oo ni himi awe. Ni olelo Kristu ahisi wanyeheke mwanene. Mukalelo wa Kristu oni ni suwanyeha hiyo kala Kristu. Na aminiki masu. Yesu ari masu. Tivo wahana wamini masu.
Amen. And how can we say that we are of Christ and deny any word in that Bible? Amen. The Holy Spirit of Christ is God in you. And it'll punctuate every promise with an amen.
Ntoni ngwere asai hiyo himi ya wira na Kristu, vano nukota kula masu a Biblia owo, eroho yo ware ya Kristu timuluku mwanyuo, ni eyo enom maliheri ya kula natiri ni amen.
The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. The Spirit of God said amen.
Biblia himi ya wira itonye roi ya sinimu atara ala nroa wamini, eroho ya muluku kuira amen. Munon.
Don't say, no, that's for another age, that's for disciples only. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He, anywhere, all the world that believeth. Amen. These signs shall follow him. Yeah. Same thing. Same yesterday, today, and forever. The characteristic being identified.
Emosewa se yo kenira, nari, eyo yari o katimukina, eyo yari ya wishu tipahi. Muroe mulaponi motene, mwala lere hapari yore ratutene. Ole, kula nipuro, onroa wamini itonye roya sino mutara, etui mosaru. Mosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene, mukalelo osuanye hiwaka.
That makes Hebrews 1:1, God of sundry times, speaking to the fathers by the prophets, identifying Christ resurrected today by the same characteristic that he did in sundry times. Did you notice? God never changes his way.
Ewe na kalia heperi Muluku kalai ala vuliha kashititi ni molu mama profeta. Omusu wanyeha Kristu, ohi imu olelo, ni mukalelo mmosaru o irayawe kalai. Nyua mwaweha, muluku kondru kunuwe na munawe.
In the old Bible, when a dreamer dreamed a dream, and there was no prophet in the land, to see if this dream was right or not, they had another way of finding out.
Bibiliana kalai, okati na malo hakala nawe yolo ha, ntokuhi kala profeta mulaponi wira onesi ntoyolo hele ya riolika na wala nari, awe ya ahikale na namune kina yosu wela.
They took that character, ever who dreamed the dream, took him down to the temple. The breastplate of Aaron, who was a high priest, hung on the post.
Akushua mutwene yo, anakale rupani, aloha yolo heyo, kuro hiwa mpani moko korela. Ekuwaya vatirima ya aroni, yo arimu kulupalana mukuto, ya mutomei wa vanripuni.
And this dreamer told this dream, no matter how good it sounded, how real it sounded, if there wasn't a supernatural light flashed on those stones, which is called Urim Thummim, Bible readers understand, then I don't care how real it sounded, it wasn't so.
Ntona malo hola, amutari hayolo hela, hata wira ya kala ntoko yorera, ya kala ntoko yekekai, waikale ruwari ya ulu pale one la vamaluku nivale, uniha ni wa urimi tumimi, anamuso mabipili anisuela sana. Vano, nkincha la motasheni ya kala ya ntoko yekekai, kayari siso.
The unusualness of God, the character of God had to display his characteristics in the supernatural to show that he identified himself. Amen. On the message. Amen.
Ohili malelea wa muluku, mukalelo wa muluku, Wahana woni here mikale losawe maenamuna yulu pale. Wiro ni here wira owo hisu wanyei hamanene mutakani. Amen.
I say the same thing tonight. The old Urim and Thummim's gone, but the word's still the thing that identifies the characteristic of God. The promise of the hour that we're living. There is God's characteristics identified by the promise of the hour that we're living in.
Kinihime tui mosaruhi ula. Urimi tumime kalai oroa. Masimasun lelo tiitu ensua nyeha mukalelo wa muluku. Natira okatu mkalahu. Bosi rimikalelo sa muluku. Sinsua nyehiwa ni natira okatu mkalahu.
That makes God the same as He was in sundry times. Look, in divers manners, He spake to the fathers by the prophets. And the law and prophets were until John, since then the kingdom of heaven.
Eyo eni mukaliha muluku mmosarun toko osariawe. Kalai nkawehani, ni namuna sinchene owa hala vuliha shititi ni molu mama profeta. Vano ikano ni maprofeta ya hikala mpaka Yohani. Okuma vavo omwene wa wirimu.
Notice, but in this last day, speaking the same thing he did then, through his son, Christ Jesus.
Mwehe, masini hiku nla no kiserea, alavulake tui mosaru owa alavulia okatule, mamwanawe Kristu Yesu.
God in sundry times, divers manners, spake to the fathers through the prophets. In this last day, doing the same thing, speaking to the people, the fathers, through his son, Christ Jesus.
Muluku kalai ni namuna sinchene aha lavuli hashititi ni molu mama profeta. Ni kunla no kiserea airake tui mosaru alavuli hakatu ashititi ni molu mama nawe Kristu Yesu.
Has raised him up from the dead and he lives within us identifying himself and foretelling us things, and he's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever.
Omuhi mushowo mwalipokwa. Bano onkala mwahiyo, aisu wanyei haka manene ni anihimera kaituka laene. Wiro woni la mula miupu elo ni sintuna ya murima. Yesu Kristu, mmosaru nsana olelo ni mahiku utene.
God in sundry time and divers manner spake to the fathers through the prophets, but in this last day through Jesus Christ his son. The scripture cannot be tampered with. It's exactly.
Muluku kalai ni inamuna sinchene ahala vuli hashititi ni molu mama profeta. Masimai kwa lokisera ni molu mu a Yesu Kristu mwanawe kivangwera ni oruku nshuwa yole mpo. Teolika.
As I've said before, God don't need anybody to interpret this word. He interprets his own word.
Amen.
When he says anything, it happens. That's the interpretation.
Ntoko sihimaliaka kalai, muluku kwa mutu na atamu tutapulela maswala. Owa ni tapulela maswawe mansawe. Owa himietu pitu, eyo kuiranea, iwa puta puleli wawaya.
You don't need anyone to say, well, I believe it means this. God identifies it by his own interpretation.
Munona, owa kumutu na atamutu wira. Ahe kwa kupali wira ni himiela. Muluku nisuanyei hama hao ota pulela wawe mwanene.
Yes, if the promise is for that day, we can't live in the light of Luther. We can't live in the light of Wesley. We can't live in the light of any of those. We got to live in the light. It's promised for this day.
The natira kala ni hiku nenlo, kanikanlo kala ka mutuko ni mwa Lutero, kanikanlo kala ka mutuko ni mwa Wesley, kanikanlo kala ka mutuko ni mwa Atamosa Ayao, ni hano kala mutuko ni olaiheriwe ni hiku nla.
What if Moses would have went down in Egypt and said, well, we're going to build a big ark. We're going to float out of this country. The Nile is going to come up.
Anki Moise aronwe weshi tukwira, ahe ninrote kekalawa yulu pale, ninrote le manikumake la puela, muroni ilu onro wela.
They look back in the scroll, there's no promise of that. That's right. But you see, he identified himself as God's prophet for what he said come to pass, and they know he had the word of the Lord.
Ao ya mutike loweha isapala, kuvona tira yeyo, tiyeyo, masimone owa ahisu wenye hantoko profeta muluku, manetwa imali yawe ya hiranea, vano ao ya ahisuela wiro wa hikala na maswapu ya.
Pharaoh had spears, but Moses had the word. So when they got to the sea, the spears all went under the sea, and Moses took Israel across the sea on dry land because he had the word. And he was the word of that hour.
Farao arina mavaka, masimoisa arina masu, vano vapialiayo parea, mavaka otene ya amoren levatim parea, Nto Moise kwa kushatu a Israeli mpake pante kina yeparea. Vativo uuma. Okala wira o arina masu. Ni o arima suwa kwa thule.
Moses was the word made manifest for that hour. Elijah was the Word made manifest for that hour.
Amen.
Christ is the Word made manifest.
Yes.
And the promises that He made, a little while the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you even in you to the end of the world. The works that I do shall you do also.
Moise ari masu owo ni heru wa ukathule. Elia ari masu owo ni heru wa ukathule. Kristu ti masu owo ni heru wa ni anatiri owa muhimali yawe. Wohalo kati vakani vano lumwe kukunru wa tokona. Na venyuo muno kona. Maana miyo kino kala ni nyuo atamwa nyuo mpako malo lumwe nku. Miteko miyo simvaraka nyuo muno varanave.
He promised these things. What is it? It's the characteristic of God displaying His word like He did in all ages.
Amen.
Oh, la heria ituya, esheniyo, timukalelo wa muluku o ni heria kamaswawe, ntoko o sirayawe mwakati wotene.
Malachi 4, he said, before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come, behold, I send it to you Elijah the prophet, and he will restore the faith of the children back to the fathers again, before that day comes. He promised it.
Malaki ya kwatru o himye wira ni hinatupia ni hiku nulu pale ni noopi hanapu ya mone miyo kinimoru mihelani profeta Elia nto ono hokolosha wamini wana otikela washititi ni hinatupia ni hiku nlo o himya yeyo.
Jesus said in the 17th chapter of St. Luke, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Yesu himya kapitulu tsaseti ya Luko waria ntoko saria ya mahiku usotoma, siso no kalo uroa wa mwana mutu, okati mwana mutu nroa wa wiso niheria.
When the revelation is unfolding itself in the days when the world will be like Sodom, what will it be? The characteristic of that scripture being fulfilled.
Amen.
God identifying Himself by His characteristic. Characteristics that He's always been. He cannot leave that.
Okati upululi wonroa ya wiso niha, mahiku lumwe nkunroa ayo kala ntoko sotoma, enroa kalesheni, mukalelo wa yole mpwa ele emaliheri waka. Muluku aisu wanyei haka mwanene ni mukalelo awe. Mikalelo sayo o ni kala awe kwekwe. O kukanlo hii eyo.
Last days, He identified through His Son. Notice how God does these always at the, as he never changes His way.
Mahiku ukiseria, o hisu wanyei hama mwanawe. Ngwehe, mota muluku nira awe ia, okati wotene e. Mota okwe, owa kondru kunshe na muna awe.
These three men that talked to Abraham, as we're just speaking there, is the days of Sodom.
Alopwa na ala raru ya alavunle na Abrahamu, ntokosa alavu la huvale mahiku usotoma.
Abraham was a man who believed God. He took God at His promise. Sarah, his wife, was 65 years old. Abraham was 75 when God called him.
Abrahamu arimu tuamami ni muluku. Owa mutandre muluku mwanatiri awe. Sara mwarawe arina yaka miloko mitanamosa nitanu. Abraham arina miloko mitanamili nitanu. Okati muluko muihaniawe.
He said there's going to have a child. Abraham would have a child by Sarah.
Oku imiawira awo ya amuro kala na mwana. Abraham amuro kala na mwana ni Sara.
It might sound a little ridiculous, but I imagine she got all the little booties and pins and everything ready. Because she's going to have this baby.
Siswe kalaka yote ihavakani, masimio kini tokelela wira owa ahito kihaisha, ishapato sotene sikani, ni malu fineti, ni itu sotene solikana, okala wira au ya muro kala na mwanola.
After the first 28 days, why, Abraham might have said, Sarah, how you feel, darling? No different. Glory to God, we're going to have it anyhow. How you know? God said so.
Vaviralia ya mahiku miloko miilini matanamara rupa chirea, vano kino Abrahamu ahimu himera Sara, munona sayu opentiwa kivwe virikane. Avuihwe muluku, nino roo kala na kule na muna. Munsuwe la sai, muluku himyesi iso.
A year passed. How you feel here? No different. We're going to have it anyhow. God said so.
Kuvire yake mosa, munaona sai opentiwa, kiwe virikane, nino roo kala na kule na muna, muluku himyesi iso.
5 years passed. How you feeling out here? No different. We're going to have it anyhow. God said so.
Yaka tanu kuvira, munaona sai vano opentiwa, kiwe virikane, nino roo kala na kule na muna, muluku himyesi iso.
What was it? He had the promise of God. He believed God.
Amen.
And he acted like God. He held on to the promised word.
Yarisheni, o aikala na natira muluku, o ani muamini muluku, ni ani rantoko muluku, o ahivare la masona tiri.
25 years passed. The booties had done turned yellow. But she still held on to him.
Amen.
Now he's old and stooped over and he's in a terrible shape, and Sarah's womb is good as dead, and he's sterile. And what a condition they're in.
yaka miloko miili ni tanu kuvira, ishapato kukala sanchano, masuhuwa nlelo anivarela, vano owo hulu vala ni okurupua, ni orimu kalelo wonanara, ni mirima ni masara ntoko wakuye, ni owo to upala, vano mukalelo shena awa risayamo.
How you feel, Abraham, father of nations, is make believer friends and say to him, well, glory to God, I feel fine, we're going to have that baby anyhow.
Munona saya Abrahamu titi ya maloko, apata nawe uwi paka wami nitia mwirela. Ahe, abuwiwe muluku kinona sana, nino rokala na mwano kule namuna.
Because he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong, giving praise to God. For he was fully persuaded that what God said, God's able to perform. Amen. There's a characteristic of a believer.
Okala wira oka muhovendre natira muluku mwaha wohamini. Masia ahikala na ikuru amutotopela kamuluku. Okala wira owa ahikupalimara wira etu muluku himaliawe. Muluku ni wero paka. Amen. Votivari mukalelo wa mulipo wamini.
What about you? Yeah. What about we, the children of Abraham? Are we identified with the word of God as a promise, and our characteristic identifies herself that we actually believe it?
Anki nyuo, munona, anki hiyo ana Abrahamu, nini suwanye hiwa ni maswa muluku, ntoko natiri ni mukale loahu, oni ni suwanye hawira veke kai nina amini yao?
Or do we just hem-haw, jump from here and over here and down here and guess and hem-haw around about it? Then we're not Christians. We're just making believe.
Wala hiyo ni no hova pahi, otupo kumano ni no, ni wanyi hera ni weta ni hova kaiwa mwahawa yao. Bano hiyo kani hiwa Kristu, hiyo ni wipa kapahi wira ni namini.
But when we really stand to that promise, tow it right there and stay with it. Abraham did.
Masivekeka inakalaruro romelea ni natiruo, numuku shavale kukala niyo o, Abraham ahira.
Now we find out one day he saw three men come walking. The Bible said here it was in the heat of the day. Must have been about noon.
Vano hiyo nino na wira ni hiku ni mosa owa hiyo na lopo na raru erwasaka yetasaka. Biblio himia va na arini hiku novia kino waru taneriari.
These men walked up and was talking to him. We understand that two of them went out in Sodom. I believe we spoke on it the other night. One of them stayed with him.
Alopo na ala ya ahirwa ni ala vulaniyo. Hiyo nini suwela wira nliaya ya arongo sotoma. Kwa kupali wira na ahila vuleyo hiyo mosa. Mosa ya hanle niyo.
What's this man that he called that stayed with him, what the man did? One was identified by his characteristic that he was Elohim. Elohim, the very first word in the Bible, in the beginning, God. Now, any of you scholars know that that word God there means in the Hebrew is Elohim. Which means the Almighty, the All-Sufficient, the Self-Existing.
Elohim, nulu mono pachera mpipiliani, wopachera ni muluku, vano kula mosa anyuwa musome, munisuwe lawira nulu monlo muluku, vo, nihimia, mwehe periti Elohim, enihimia, owaria sotene, omalela masotene, olonkala mansawe.
Needs no help from nobody.
Amen.
Needs nobody's interpretation. He does his own.
Yes.
He's the All-Sufficient God.
Amen.
Omnipresent, omniscient,
yeah.
Omnipotent. He's God.
Kompavela atamu kalihere wa mutu. Kompavela otapulela wa atamu tu. Owo nira mwanene. Owo timuluku omalela mwasotene. Onikala mapurotene. Osuela sotene. Owera sotene. Owo muluku.
There he was. And Abraham now, this patriarch who had a hold of the word, looked at this fella. And when this fella had his back turned to the tent, he said, where is your wife Sarah? Said she's in the tent behind you.
Owa apwenya ni avale, ndo Abrahamu vano titula alimpe ni masu, ahimuwe hamulopwa nola. Vano kati mulopwa nola arukunu wenliawe tuliawe muhema ni, o irale, arriva yamu arinyu Sarah, kuira, awari muhema nutuliwanyu.
Said, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life and you'll have this baby, I promise you. And Sarah laughed about it, and the one was talking to him, told him what Sarah said in the tent behind him.
Kwira, kinoro awoshe kureni katiola wekumi, nto muno kala na mwana ola mioko ola henriakani. Nto Sarah kute ya mwahawa yeyo, vano ola alavu lanuwo, kumu himere tu Sarah himale awe muhemani, otuliwawe.
Now in Genesis you read that. We find out that then Abraham, after this man had identified himself, what was it? Hebrews 4th chapter, the 12th verse said, The Word of God is sharper, more powerful than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Vano mama patuelo munoso mayeyo. Ninona wiranto Abrahamu va manliawe mulopwanola wisu wanyeha. Yarishe niyo. Aheperi kapitulu 4, versikulu 12 himye wira. Masomuluku tote pesha wita. Owerasha omvikana shoo nita ninno ninno. Anlamula miupuelo nisintuna ya murima.
He knew that this was the man. He knew there's no prophets in the land but him. And therefore the word of the Lord had come to him, and he was a prophet, and here the word come to the prophet.
Amen.
O aisu elawiro la aritimulopwanene. O aisu elawira kiakale maprofeta mulaponi woi kalayo. Ntotivo masu apu ya yamuruen liayayo. Bano wari profeta, niva masu yamuruen le profeta.
Same thing with John the Baptist.
Yes.
There had not been a prophet for 400 years. I remember maybe old Dr. Davis is sitting here tonight. The old missionary Baptist preacher that baptized me in the faith. He used to argue with me.
Etwimo saruni yohani mpatisa. Kakanle profeta yaka imia sheshe kinu upuela. Kinototori Davis mutokoeno kilanteva avo hiula. Mulale imutokoene apatista misionario kipatisale mowa minini. Owa aniva anyiha nakanimio.
He said, Billy, you're just a kid now. You got to listen to me. I said, all right, Brother Davis, I'm listening.
Oh, kuira, Billy, nyua mwamwana pahi vano, muhano ki wiriana mio. Mio kuira, varera, muna Davis kino wiriana.
He said, you see, John was not baptized. So he had been baptized, but hadn't been baptized, nobody's worthy to baptize him. That's good Baptist theology.
Oh, kuira, mone, Yohani ka patisiwe. Vano wa mupatisa, masi ka patisiwe. Kawa panelo mupatiso wo. Oh, teoloshiore re patista.
Here come Jesus. And said then, John said, I have need to be baptized to thee. Why comest thou to me? And he said, suffer to be so.
Ntobono orwa Yesu, kuiranto, Yohani kuira, mio kipanelo patisiwa ninyuo, nyuo munruela niwa mio, bano kuira, muhie kalesi iso.
He said, and then when he suffered him, said, you see, then Jesus baptized John.
O kuira, vano ntova muhia liawe, o kuira, mone, vano Yesu ahimu patisa Yohani.
And when he went out of the water, then the heavens opened, he saw God in the form of a dove coming down, going on him, said, this is my beloved son, whom I'm pleased to dwell in.
Vanonto okatuwa kumiawe masini, ntwerimu kutukuwa, vano okumona muluku mamukalelo wepompe kuruwake ruwaka vasuluvawe, kuira, ola mwanakoni mpente shaka, mwai ola mi onni kisivelo kala.
But no, not disagreeing with Dr. Davis, but he was wrong. See, John was the prophet, and the word always comes to the prophet. So if the word was made flesh, it had to come to the prophet anyhow.
Amen.
Because he is testifying of the word, and he's very characteristic, identified in that.
Masikahi kihimu vanyi haka Totori Davis, masiwa hivonya, mone, Yohana ari profeta, ni masukwe kwa noro wa profeta, tivova kalawira masu ya hii pakerutu, au ya ha noro wa profeta, kule namuna, okalawira, owa kalelo namona masu, ni kula mukalelo awe, wahimu suwanye ya wira arieyo.
Here comes the word. Now, what happened? As soon as he walked into the face of Jesus, John said, I have need to be baptized of thee. Why comest thou to me? Jesus said, suffer it to be so. For thus it is becoming to us, behooveth us, to fulfill all righteousness.
Va anoro masu, vano sheni akumelenle, va pialia uholo wa Yesu Yohani kuira, meo kipanelo patisiwa ninyuo, nyuo munruela niwa miyo, Yesu kuira, muhie kalesiso,
John being the prophet, him being the word, he was the sacrifice, and he was fixing to enter his earthly ministry, and the sacrifice had to be washed before it was presented.
Yohana ariene profeta, o ariene masu, o ari mukuto, ni o atuno kela muteko ni mawe welapo yavati, nto mukuto wa hano rapi hiyo hinatuva hereriwa.
John baptized him because he knows suffer that to be so. For thus it's becoming to us to fulfill all righteousness. The sacrifice had to be washed before presented. And so John baptized him. Wasn't Jesus baptizing John? John baptized Jesus. Suffer it to be so.
Bano Yohani kumpatiso, okalawira o ahisuela, muhie kalesiso, manatisiso sinre relaya wete le sharia yotene. Mukuto wa hano rapi hiyo hinatuva hererwa. Ntotivo Yohani kumpatisa. Kari Yesu amupatinse Yohani. Yohani ta amupatinse Yesu. Muhie kalesi iso.
Notice here was Abraham. And he had the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord come to him. He was the prophet. And here comes the word. He called him Abraham, not Abram.
Wehe, va kwenye ne Abrahamu, nuwa hikala na maswapuya. Maswapuya amuruenle yoo, owa ari profeta, ntovano va anora masu, owa kumuihana Abrahamu, kahi Abrahamu.
A few days before that, his name was Abram. Now it's Abraham, his wife is Sarah, now it's Sarah. Not S-A-R-A, S-A-R-A-H, not A-B-R-A-H-A-M, A-B-R-A-M, but A-B-R-A-H-A-M, Abraham.
Maiku vakani iwe hinati nsina nawe Arabaramu. Arabaramu vanote Abrahamu. Amu arawe ari Sarai vanote Sara. Kahi S-A-R-A-I, S-A-R-A. Kahi A-B-R-A-A-G-A-M-U, A-B-R-A-M-U. Masi A-B-R-A-A-G-A-M-U, Abrahamu.
And this man identified himself when he said, Abraham.
Amen.
Oh, my. Abraham said, Elohim. There's the word and the prophet together. Both characters identifying.
Bano mulopwe nola ahisuwenye yamanene okatu waira yawe Abrahamu. Oh, wulu. Abrahamu kuira Elohim. Vo arimasu ni profeta vamosa atu owanli osuwenye hiwa.
Elohim. He said, where is your wife Sarah? Said she's in the tent behind you. And then the miracle was done. Elohim. Abraham called him the all-sufficient, almighty, omnipotent God.
Amen. Elohim. Oh, kwira. Amu arinyariva isara. Kwira. Awarimu hema nutuliwanyu. Nto e. Vano muiriria wahipakiwa. Elohim. Abraham wahimu ihano. Omalela mwasotene. Owaria sotene. Muluku uwaria sotene.
Jesus said, when he was on earth, he did the same thing that Elohim did. That identified is characteristic as being God.
Yesu himya, okatu waria we lapu yavati, owa ahira tui mosaru Elohi ira yawe. Eyo ya isu wanye hamukale luawe wokala muluku.
And he said before, in the last days, just at the coming of the Son of Man, when he's being revealed, this setting will take place again like it was in Sodom. Elohim among his people.
Amen.
Almighty God. That's what the scripture says.
Yes, that's
right. Elohim among the people.
Vano irale kalai mahiku kiseria okatene yo woworwa wa mwana mutu okatu wonro wawe wiso niheria etwile no kumelela to ntokosa area yo sotoma Elohim eria ria atwawe muluku werya sotene tie yoyole mpeni himiaya Elohim eria ria atu.
For 40 years he's been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Elohim God. And the church, look, Abraham seemed one sign, another calling, a sign, a calling, a sign, waiting for that promised son.
Yaka miloko misheshe, owoni nipatisa ni roho yowaria. Elohim, muluku, nikeresha, nkawehani, Abrahamu ahone tonyerio, wihaniwa kina, etonyerio, wihaniwa, wihaniwa, etonyerio, anguherere akamwano leola iheriwa.
But the last sign that he saw, the last appearing, the last visit of God, before the promised son arrived on the scene, was Elohim in human flesh.
Amen.
Then the promised son come.
Masitonyero yokisera oona yawe, urwa wokisera, oshekura wokisera wa muluku, mwana ola iheri wa hinatu urwa vanlakani, ari Elohim mweru tuniamutu, vano mwana ola iheri wa kurwa.
And Abraham's seed is waiting for the promised son, Jesus Christ. And they've seen signs of pouring out of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, divine healing, and so forth.
Vano osulu Abrahamu, omuherere mwanola iheriwa, Yesu Kristu. Nao ano naitonyero marashiwa weroho yowaria, olavula ilavulelo, oboni hawa muluku nisikina.
But when the Son of Man is being revealed, Elohim will return back to the royal seat of Abraham and show that same thing that he showed in that day. Amen. Elohim. As it was. Why? It would be the characteristic of God.
Masukati mwana mutuni hiso ni heriawe. Elohim. Ono hokolo elosulu omwene wa Abrahamu. Ni woni here tuimo saru owo ni henriawe ni hikunle. Amen. Elohim. Puhi miawene. Mwahawasheni. Onro kalamukale lo wa muluku.
Now, if Christ was God, yet a little while the world seeth me more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the consummation, the end. The works that I do, shall you do also. Jesus said that in Luke, the 17th chapter.
Vano, bakalawira Kristo ari muluku, wohalo kativakani, olumwenku kunro atokona, masinyuwa munokona, maanamiyo kinokala ninyuo, atamwanyuo, mpaka o malelani, emalelo. Miteko simvaraka, nyua munovara nave. Yesu himia eyo mwaluka kapitulu 17.
All right. When we believe and see these last days, this setting is to be reacted again. Therefore, Hebrews 1:1, God in sundry times, by the prophets, identified himself. In this last days has identified the resurrection of his son from the dead by giving the church the same characteristic that he had, making Hebrews 13:8 exactly right.
Barera, naamini kivale niwona mahiko alo kiseria yokumelele riwira yoni heriweto tivo aheperi muluku kalaene mama profeta ahisu wanyeha mwanene mahiko alo kiseria osu wanyeho himua wamwana we mwalipokwa avahake keresha mukalelo mosaru oari nawe amukali akaheperi trezi oitu olikanene.
No feathers can be picked out of that. That's eagle feathers. They stay tight. Because they're heavenly bird. They feed some eagle food.
Amen.
Atama pururu kampeli wa mwayeyo. Awa mapururu wa shawawe. Awa nkala olipa. Ukala wira awa shipalama wirimu. Awa nali hayolia ya shawawe.
Now we notice that in the sundry times, divers manner, he spoke to the fathers through the prophets. In the last days to his son Jesus Christ by raising him up from the dead.
Bano hiyo nini we hawira kalai ni namuna sinchene o ahala vuli hashititi ni molumu wa maprofeta. Mahiku ukiseria ni molumu amwana we Yesu Kristu amuhi himu shakayo wa mwali pokwa.
And here he is among us after 2,000 years.
Amen.
The same Jesus.
Amen.
Not one of the prophets. Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The resurrected Son of God.
Amen.
Ntova ohori eri ariahu vaviraliaya yaka ikonto pili. Yesu yo womosaru kahimu mosa wa maprofeta, Yesu, hallelujah, mwana muluku ohi himua.
Jesus said one day, he said, a wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and they'll get a sign. A wicked and adulterous generation. When was the world any more wicked or adultery and perverted than it is now?
Yesu ahihi manihiku ni mosa o irale, loko nota kalani no hiwelela. Nimvekele tonyero. Bano, animwa kele tonyero. Loko nota kalani no hiwelela. Okatisheni olumwe nkuwato nkwayo kala wota kala. Wala wo hiwelela ni wohononea ovika na vano.
As it was in the days of Jonas. As Jonas was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and nights. So must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and nights.
Ntoko saaria ya mahiku ayona, ntoko yona saakali yawe mirima ni mwananku mi mahiku mararu o tana nuhiu. Siso mwana mutu uhano kala mahie mahiku mararu tana nuhiu.
Then a wicked and adulterous generation was to receive a sign. What kind of a sign? A sign of the resurrection.
Amen.
And we have it today after 2,000 years. He's still alive. He's among us tonight, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Identifying himself by the characteristics of God, manifesting the word in this day that he promised to do. Amen.
Vano loko nota kalani nohi welela, narwa wakele tonyero. Mutintosheni we tonyero, etonyero ya ohihimua. Vano hiyo no kalaneyo lelo, siviraliaya yaka ikonto pili, owa nlelo mukumi, owa riri ariahu, ohiula, mosarun sano lelo ni mahiku utene, aisu wanyei hakamwanene ni mikalelo samuluku, oni heri akamasuni hikunla, owa ahimali yawe wira. Amen.
There's the word, how will you believe the sign, is the next thing. Last days, his identification by his son.
Botivari masu, bano nyuo munimu amini tonyeruela, tiitwintarela na mahiku ukiseria, mukalelo awe mwamwanawe.
Notice, God spake to Moses in sundry times, in the Deuteronomy 18:15, said, the Lord your God shall raise a prophet, like it unto me.
Mwehe, muluku ahimu himera Moise kalai, mwautumerere tizoi tukinzi, kuira, apu ya muluku anywa no mutanla profeto nlika na nimio.
Now watch, that's the word. That is the word. That was God. That wasn't Moses. How would Moses know that? He was a man. But God speaking through Moses said this. You believe that?
Yes.
All right.
Vano mwehe, ao masu. Ao masu, o ari muluku, o kari Moise, Moise arosue la saye yo, o ari mutu, masi muluku alavulaka mwa Moise ahimia yeyo, nyo muna amini yeyo, barer.
Now notice Jesus. Watch how his characteristics identified this promised word true. He certainly did. He was identified by this characteristic that Moses said he would be.
Banon kangwehe ni Yesu. Ngwehe mota sawawe, mikale lo sawe sa aswanye ihaliaya maswalo ola iheri wantokwe kekai. Ove kekai ahira, owa aswanye ihiwani mukale lo ola moisa ahimali awe wiro wa mukala.
Many of them, like today, they want to see some great leader. Oh, this is Dr. P.H. so-and-so. He's out of Hartford University, or he's out of some great big somewhere like that. That's no identification of God. No, no. Not a thing about it. The Word's what identifies God.
Anche ne ayan tokolelo antuno mona muhole limosa mulupale. Oh, ola titotori pe aga leshe ni leshe. Owa someshi kola yulu pale Hartford wala. Owa someni puro ni mosa nulu pale siso. Iwo kahiu isuanye ihawamuluku. Nari, nari. Kahiyeyo. Masu tamu suanye ihamuluku. Munona.
Jesus was not a scholar. Neither was he a priest. Neither was he a rabbi to the world. He was a renegade to the world.
Yesu karu soma nakala namukuto. Nakala rabi aulumwenku. O ari okota aulumwenku.
But God was confirming his word to him, which made him Emmanuel.
Amen.
That was his identification.
Masimuluku alipihera maswawe mweyowo, yeyo ya mukali nhemanueli, iwatiwaru suanye ya wawe.
Now, here Jesus meeting this exactly what God in sundry times said he would do. Through Moses, what he would do.
Vanova, yeso amaliheria kayeyo voli kanene, tu muluku kalaya himali yawe wiro wa mwira. Mamoise, etu owa roa we wira.
Now watch, when he met Peter, as we dramatized it the other night, when he met Peter and told Peter what his name was, this sign identified his Messiah claims to Peter.
Yeah.
For the word had said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet.
Banon kawehani, okatuwa musuwen liawe Petru, ntoko sahimian shahun hiu mosa, okatuwa musuwen liawe Petru, vando kumu himiera Petru unle narin sinanawe. Eto nyeru ele ya ahisu wanyei haso himiasawe so mesia, wa Petru, maana masuya ahimia wira, apu ya mulu kwa anyo no mutanla profeta.
And Peter come up, which was Simon then, come up where he was at, and Jesus looked at him and said, your name is Simon, and you are the son of Jonas. That identified the character of Christ to be that word that Moses promised.
Bano Petru kwatama, yo wari Simoni nto, kura vavo wari awe, nto Yesu kumwe hakwira, nsina nanyu ti Simoni, ninyuoma mwana Yona, eyo ya ahisu wanyei hamukale lwa Kristu, okala masu yale Moisa ahimi awe.
Peter recognized that that sign identified Jesus as Messiah. God was in Christ, the anointing for the last days.
Petru kusuela wire tonye ruele ya amusu wanyei ha Yesu ntoko Mesia. Muluku arimwa Kristu, mureri ho wa mahiku ukiseria.
To Nathaniel, remember, he told Simon his name. Now watch. To Nathaniel, he told what he had done. You were under the tree when I saw you. That identified him, Messiah.
Wanatanaeli, mupuele, owa ahimuhimiera Simoni nsina nawe. Bano ngwehe, wanatanaeli, owa ahimuhimiere tuaira yawe. Nyuo mwariva tiva mwiri, okatimio wona liakani. Eyo ya amusu wanyeho wakala Mesia.
Said, you are the Son of God.
Amen.
You are the King of Israel. He was identified by the characteristic of the promised word that he was to be the Messiah. The Lord your God shall raise a prophet.
Kwira, nyuomwa mwana muluku, nyuomwa mwena Israeli, owa ahisu wanyei hiwa ni mukalelo wa masuya alaiheruwe wiro wa hano kala Mesia. Apu ya muluku anywa no mutanla prophet.
The little woman at the well, he told her what she was. And that identified him as this promised Messiah.
Mwamu tiana ve himeni, owa muhimi enre la ariawe, ntoeyo kimusuwanyei hoo ntoko Mesia ola alaiheruwe.
See, his character, his characteristics was the word being identified, was his characteristics showing that the word was God, so that was God being identified in Christ.
Amen.
Munona, mukalelo awe, mikalelo sawe, saari maswasuwanye hiwaka. Saari mikalelo sawe, soni herewira masuya arimuluku. Vano owa arimuluku suwanye hiwa mwa Kristu.
Watch it. No. To Peter, he was identified to Peter by calling his name. He was identified to Nathaniel, but tell him what he done. He was identified with a woman, but tell him what she was.
Bano wehe nkawehani wa Petru o aswanye hiwe wa Petru mwahawo himiansina nawe. O aswanye hale wa Nathanaeli mwahawo mulele twira yawe. O aswanye yeni mutiana mwahawo mulele lari yawe.
Who he was, what he done, and what she was. He identified his Messiah characteristic that was to be the characteristic of the Messiah.
Etu owo aripanule, etu owo irayawe, ni eshenu lariawe. Owa hisuanye ha mukalelwawe wa Mesia, wari wiro kale mukalelo wa Mesia.
Look at the little woman say the same thing. Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We haven't had a prophet for hundreds of years. We've had plenty of church, plenty of fusses and denominational difference, but we haven't had a prophet for hundreds of years.
Nkangwehe ni mwamu tiano himye tuimosaru, napu ya kinona wira nyuo mwa profeta, hiyo kandrina profeta yaka imia sene, na aikala na ikeresha sinchene, wuku wa unchene, ni hivirikane lo samiromo lelo, masikandrina profeta yaka imia sene.
We know that when Messiah cometh, this is what will identify him. He said, I'm he that speaks to you. Yes. Nothing uncertain about it. I am he. That identified him.
Hiyo nosue la wira mesia arwavale, elati tuinroo musu wanyei hoo. O kuira, miyo kaiyo uo, onlavu la ninyuo, kiwakanlo hisu wanya waiyeyo, miyo kaiyo uo, eyo ya himu suwanyeha.
The woman with the blood issue identified him the word. Wow. By what he done when her faith touched him. He turned around and said, who touched me? He knowed something happened that identified Jesus as Messiah.
Mutia no lavu vepome, ahimu suwanyeho kalamasu. Sai, mwahawe tu owo irayawe, okati wami ni wawo mkwanyale haya, owo kurukunua kuira, tanuki kwanyale, owo ahisuwe la wira ya ahira neetu, eyo ya ahimu suwanyei ha Yesu ntoko Mesia.
She believed it, and she said, if I can touch his garment, I'll be made well. So as soon as she touched, he turned. Said, now who touched me? And they all denied it. But his Messiah characteristic, amen.
Amen.
I hope you see that congregation.
Yes.
Listen as we're closing.
O kwa mini ntokuira, kawerearu kwa nyanlaya nawe kino penua. Vano kwa nyakaru o ahiru kunua kuira. Vano tanuki kwa nyale, vano tene haya kukota. Masimukale luawe womesia, ame, kingwehere ya uira munimona yeyo, mutukumano. Nguiria no katumali hahu.
There, she touched him. There was hundreds maybe trying to touch him. Peter even rebuked him, said, well, all of them is touching you. He said, yes, but somebody touched me different. That's that different, that faith touch.
Iwe o ahimu kwanyo, ya ahikala imia sene kino ya atuno mkwanya. Petru ata ahimu ulumela kuira, ahe otena no kwanyani nyuo. O kuira, ayo, masi okalo kikwanyale vo virikana. Eyo te virikanelo, okwanya weyo wa wamini.
Said, somebody touched me. It was a different touch. I got weak. Strength went out of me. Virtue's gone from me. Now there he stands.
Munona kuira, okalo kikwanyale, waru kwanya wovirikana, miyo kotetea, wokumo wari wa miyo, ikuruso okuma wa miyo, bano, valo mpanya na yayo.
Now even his own disciple, saying, in other words, you sound like you were some delinquent person. Well, people, everybody's touched it. Watch his identification now.
Vano, atamuishu te awa iraka, mamolu mumakina, nyuo munikala ntokoma mutuupa huwa. Vano, atu tena no kwanyani nyuo. Nkawehani ya wawe, nkawehani suwanyi ya wawe vano.
He turned around, looked through the crowd. He singled her right out. She couldn't hide herself any longer. He told her of her condition and said her faith had made her well.
Amen.
Owa kuru kunua kue haweha mutiti, owa kumpanya, owa kawende wisi ipiti hato, ahimu tarihele kale loawe kuira, wamini wawe wahimboniha.
She knew by this that Hebrews 4:12, the word discerns the thoughts, its intents of the heart. His characteristic identified him to be the word of God made flesh and dwelling among us. Amen.
Owa ahisuela mwayela wira, aheperi kwatru dozi, maso anila mula miupuelo, sintuna ya murima, mukale loawe wahimu suwanyei hoo kala maso muluku, owi pakerutu ekalaka ni hiyo. Amen.
I think the same thing tonight identifies him, the resurrected Jesus Christ living among us tonight. The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mio kinona wira etui mosaru yeyo hi uleni musuanye ho Yesu Kristu hi muwe kuna kalani hiyo hi ula mosarun sana olelo ni maiku utene.
Now as Hebrews 13:8 is true. His character will identify him today as it did then, the same manner.
Bano okala wira he peritrezi oi tutekekai, mukale luao no musuanye iho olelo, ntoko wira yayo katule, enamune mosaru.
Look at Theopius and them after the resurrection. Jesus identified himself the way he broke that bread. They had done it just the way he did it before he was crucified. And that identified his characteristics because that's the way he did it.
Kangwehe nikeleo panakina numalohimua Yesu aisua nye hale mwanene mwainamuna owa akawanyawe mukatole wira o irale siso ntokosa irale owa hinatukomeliwa. Vano hao, eyo ya ahisua nye hamukale luawe, okala wira eyo tina muna irale yawe.
Now if he was sure tonight, how would he identify himself? It's like he did yesterday. For it's the same today and will be forever.
Amen.
It's identification.
Vano wakan levavo hiula, owa arwa wisua nye hasai. Siso ntoko o sirali awe nsana, maano uo mosaru olelo, na ve ono kalamaiku utene, tiusua nea.
Hebrews 4:14 and 15, he is now, says, he is our high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Aheperi 4, asheshe, 14 ni 15, ovano, anni himia, owa tinamuku tomulu pale, onwere kwa nyiwa ni iwere elo ote etea wahu.
He is our high priest. Right now, after his resurrection,
Amen.
After his death,
Amen.
After his burial, after his resurrection, after his ascension,
Amen.
Amen. He still remains
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forever, a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity.
Amen.
Oh, tinamuku tuahu mulu palenana anova, numalo hii himu wawawe, numalo kwa wawe, numalo viti wawawe, numalo hii himu wawawe, Numalo wela wawe, ame, owa nlelo nkala mosarun sano lelo ni maiku utene, na muku tomulu pale onwero kwa nyiwa ni iwere elo ote etea wahu, ame.
He's that right now,
yes.
To every man and woman here that'll believe it.
Amen.
He is our high priest.
Oh, blessed Lord.
Same yesterday, today, and forever.
Owa tia yonana anova, wakula mulo pwana ni mutia anova onrua wamini, owa tinamuku tuahu mulu pale. Mosarun sana olelo ni mahiku tene.
He ever lives. Do you believe that? His characteristics continually identify him the same as he was when he lived on earth. He's still living here tonight in the form of the Holy Spirit.
O nikala vohimala, munamini yeyo, mikale losawe sinni musuanye hayo vohi hirerea, okala mosarun toko osareawe, okati wakalawe lapo yavati. O nlelo mukumiva ohiula, mamukale lo wairoho yowaria.
He ever lives, and his characteristics follow him just as it always did if he's still living.
Oh, nikala vohimala. Nimikale losawe sinni mutarayowo, ntokosi ni mutarakaya kwekwe, bakala wirowo nlelo nikala.
I'm thankful tonight that God in sundry times and diverse manners spake to the fathers, to the prophets, in this last days through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Mio kini shukuru hii ula wira, muluku kalai ni inamuna sinchene ahala vuli hashititi ni molu mwa maprofeta. Mahiku aloki seria mwamwana wa Yesu Kristu.
Ma, I didn't know how to talk that long. I forgot about it being like that. I'm sorry. I'll stop. Let us pray.
Wulu nkasue la wira nkirero lavu la sisale, kahili ya la wira ya arisiso, kilevele liwe, kinroa pahi, kino maliha, nivekele.
Heavenly Father, great merciful God, Lord, maybe I talk too much. I pray, God, if I did, you forgive me. But, Lord, I cannot ask forgiveness for what I said. I said just what you've said in your word here.
Titia wirimu, muluku mulu palomori wa ikarari, puia, mio, kinonkirero lavula, mio kimveke la muluku, kalavulava le nyuo mukilevelele, masipuia, nkikanlo veke la kanlevelelo mwahawe etuki himaliaka, mio kihimeye yonyue nhimianyu muhinama maswanyu va.
Now, just a word or two from you, Lord. Maybe everyone here will see it tonight. The little sick people will be healed when they see that you're still our great high priest.
Bano nulu moni mosawa lama nilani kumawa nyuo, puia, kinuatu tene vaa ni mwone yo hiula. Ala kani, atuangwere wanovo ni hiwa, au yonaru wira nyuo nlelo mwana mkutuwa humulu pale.
I pray, Lord, in these next few minutes that you'll make this message live again. In reality, what I've said by word, may your characteristic identify you among us tonight, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Mio kimvekela puia minutu ia vakani sintarelana. Wira nyua mukalihe mutakola okala tomwaekekai. Wira ele himiaka ni masu mukale loanyu wosua nyeiheni nyue riareahu. Ohi ula. Wira nyua mwamosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene. Vano timansina na Yesu hiyo ni mvekelahu. Amen.
Just a moment now. I'm just a little late, but would you all suffer long enough to have a little prayer line for 15, 20 minutes? If you will, hold up your hand and say, thank you. I promised to let you out at 9:30. It's that time now. It's 20 minutes still. So if you'll just give me about 10 minutes, I'll hurry right up.
Okati vakani pa hivano, hiyo, mio, kopisa vakani, masimuamu tuno vile la vopiero kala nilinya amu kani ya mavekelo, maminutu mulokoni mitanu wala miloko miili, vakalasi iso mvenshe ntata muire hiyo, barera, koshukuru, kaahi miawira kamo hiyanu kume ora ya neta na sheshe ni minutu miloko miraru. Ewa ora ye yovano, sinihala miloko miili uire pie yuora muloko, tivo, matunaru kiva haminutu sopi haka muloko pahi, mio kini mwakuva.
Let's see, what did prayer cards they give out today? Oh, what were we start the other night? One?
I think it was one.
Yeah. And then last night, the Holy Spirit.
Roenone, itikitisheni samaveke lo sikai olelo. O, esheni, na apache nrevayo hi ule, emosa. Ayo, vanonto hiyo, nsano hiyo pahi, roho yo waria.
I was listening today, repeating what was said. Some of them French names, the Holy Spirit, the only way I could do it, just wait and see.
Mio kaamu hii olelo, kitikihere ya kele himwe, masina kamusaka musale aifaransa, mio kari, eroho yowaria, enamune mosa pahi kakanli ya kawira, ulipelela pahi kona.
See, sometimes when you see a vision, it's got to be turned around and translated. It's interpreted. A vision. Like you'd see a sheep. That might mean wool. See, you have to have also the translation of it. See? And turn that vision around and translate it.
Mone imara sikina makalana ruyoona ehano rukunshi wakuta puleliwa enota puleliwa yoona ntokomo mwaruanyu ona epwitipwiti eyo ya murohimya wira manri mone nyuona vetomuhano kala nota puleliwa waya mone nurukunsha yoona eyo kuta pulela.
I noticed last night I couldn't pronounce those French names. I had to spell it out in Africa and around those Hottentots and heathens and things. It would spell their name right out, tell them who they were. Spell it right out in their language. They know what it was, so you just spell it out. But he knows all languages.
Amen.
He's the eternal God.
Vano kahiwe hansano hiu, nka awero romo la masina ale faransa, kahano himi ailetera. Wafrika ni vakiviru wa mahote ntote ale ni apakau, ni itu, kahano himi ailetera sa masina aya na ananoru. Wahimere wira ya arani, o himi ailetera na ananoru ni ntava naya. Au yaani suela ya arisheni, emalakaru himu ailetera. Masimone, masi owo niswela matavo tene, owo muluku hinimala.
Let's start tonight from, let's say, 75 to 100 and oh. Is that what he said? Yeah. All right.
Nroeni pachero hii ula, nireke, miloko mitanamili nitanu mpake mia, sa o, ti o, tie yo himiawe, mio, o, ayo, varera.
Who's got prayer card 75? Let's see it. In O, prayer card O, 75. Raise up your hand. Ever who has it. Oh, all right, come right over here.
Taanuri netikiti ya mavekelo miloko mitanamili nitanu nroenone mwa o, etikiti ya mavekelo o, miloko mitanamili nitanu mvenshe ntata, yolo rina, io, varera, murueva.
75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. Come this way, if you will. All right, line right up over here right quick because we won't have time. I'm going to just trust that you'll do it.
Miloko mitanamili nitanu, miloko mitanamiraru, miloko ni mitanamiraru nitanu, miloko mitanamisheshe. Miloko mitanamisheshe nitanu emia, murepante ela noshonte, varerati, mutatane va, vowakuva, okala wira kaninro okala nokati, kinro roromela wira munimuira eyo.
Look at your prayer card, look at your neighbor's prayer card. If somebody's crippled up, move them right up in the prayer line. So if they got O, like this O, 75 to 100, line up right over here if you will.
Nkawehani tikiti anyu ya mavekelo. Nkawehani tikiti ya mavekelo ya mutumu atamana nanyu. Esheni, nto akala mutura kanle, aruhiwe mulinya ni mwamavekelo. Vano awo ya kalana o, nto kopa ahi o, miloko mitanamili. Miloko mitanamili ni tanu mpaka emia, mutatane we nonno shonte.
Wherever you are in the balconies, wherever we're come right down and come to the line as quick as possible, if you will. So to save time.
Vatuti vatu murianyu, mpite losulu, nipuro nikina, mukurue, mure mulinya, nivowaku, vasingwere aneaya shonte, wira nure lokati.
Now the rest of you here that does not have a prayer card, will you raise your hands and say, I haven't got a prayer card, Brother Bram, but I believe. Raise your hands.
Vanonyu wakina vamu hirine tikiti ya mavekelo, muno venshe matata anyu muire, miyonkirine tikiti ya mavekelo muna barana, masikini na amini, venshe matata.
Now remember, I'm going to talk to you about the high priest. He is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Bano mupuele, kinroo la vula ninyuosa na muku tumulu pale. Oti na muku tumulu pale, ongwere kwa nyiwa niwere elo wote etea wahu.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord's provided sacrifice. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals all thy diseases. Do you believe that? He is Jehovah Manasseh, a buckler, a shield, or peace. He is still.
Oti Jehovah Ire, mukuto vahirwe na apuya. Oti Jehovah Rapha, apuya mboni haireta sanyu sotene. Munamini yeyo. Oti Jehovah Manasseh, eyuma yowakia, nikula no wisa akihano, murete leahu, owan lelo tiyo.
Well, how many believes that all those redemptive names of Jehovah was applied to Jesus? Sure, he had to be. They're inseparable, so he had to be all of them.
Ahe, akavana amini wira masina ao teno wopo la Jehovah ya maliheriwe mwa Yesu, beke kai o ahano kala, bakalawi o, vano oto hivalanya, tivo o ahano kala otene ao.
If he's still Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
If he's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh is the Lord's provided sacrifice for salvation. Then he's Jehovah Rapha that heals all of our diseases. Amen. Healing can only come by God.
Nto vakalawiro onlelo ti Jehovah ire o ti Jehovah Rapha. Vakalawiro o ti Jehovah ire o ti Jehovah ire timukuto vahirwe napu ya wowopola. Vano o ti Jehovah Rapha ole omboni haireta sa husotene. Amen. Openu wa onrani muluku pahi.
All right, well, people line up. I haven't got time to see who they are and what they are. But now, all out there that knows that I don't know you, raise up your hand. Say, I have a need of God, but you don't know me, Brother Branham. But I have a need of God. I'm just going to raise my hand.
Barera, atu tatanaka, nkirino kati wowo natani, ni wira wa sheni, masivano otene iwa nsuela wira nkino suelani, mvenshe ntata mwire, miyo kini mpavela muluku. Masinyuo kamunki suwela munabarana, masikini mpavela muluku, kinroven shantata naka pahi.
Now if you just settle for a few minutes, watch, be careful, be quiet. Now I don't mean when I say be quiet, if the Lord does anything, you want to praise the Lord, that's worship.
Bano mwa maalaru pahi minutu vakani, nguwehe, mwikasope, male, bano nkinihimia wira kahimiaka wira male, apu ya yairetu, nyuo mwatuna watu tope lapuya, iwa kokorela.
But what I mean, just run around, get up, you know, that's irreverent. See, and the Holy Spirit's very timid. See, just anything like that just leaves me, and I just have to battle in again, see. But if you listen.
Masinihimiaka wetasa ovenya, mosuela iwonkalo hititimiha, munona, vano roho yoware uliwamurusana, munona, etuntokoye yopahi, enikihia pahi, nikeano wanato, emare kina mone, masimuaiwelela rupahi.
Remember his first promise? Get the people to believe you and then be sincere. Nothing will stand before the prayer. You remember that?
Amen.
I haven't seen it fail yet, and it won't fail. It's God.
Muni mupuwe la natiria wopachira, mwakali hatu owa aminini, ni mukale na sharia, kivwen roo virikanya mavekelo. Muni mupuwe la yeyo? Ti yeyo. Ni eyo e, nkinati wone ewe vonyaka nlelo, ni kenro vonya, timuluku.
Now, we'll hurry with the prayer line so we get as many through as we can on count of the people. But you that's got prayer cards and not called tonight, hold your card. We're going to get you. All right?
Vano ni nroa waku vanilinya ya mavekelo, wira na aviri hanchene si nroa huweria, wa murerelo watu. Masinyua murina itikiti sa mavekelo muhinroa wihani wo hiula, musuke tikiti anyu, ninoroa wo ruhani, varera.
Now you out there without prayer cards, remember, are you out there, whether you have prayer cards or not, just believe that he is like Hebrews, the fourth chapter here, he's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Bano nyuo iwo muhirina itikiti sa mavekelo mupuele, wala nyuo iwo atamukalanake tikiti ya mavekelo wala nari, muamini pahi wiro orinto kwa heperi kapitulu kwa truva, oti na muku tumulu pale ongwere kwa nyua ni owere ya waotete ya wahu.
See if he remains, see if Jehovah has represented himself among his people like he did at the days of Sodom. All right.
Maonesi nto onkala, maonesi nto Yehovo hiso ni here mwanene ria ria atwawe, ntokosi irali awe mahiku sotoma, varera.
All right, sir. Now let's pray now, be real reverent. Now remember, a word from God is more than anybody could say.
Varera mulopwana, vano nroeni vekele, vano mukaloti timiha sana, vano mupwele, nulu moni mosani nkuma wa muluku tinovika ne tumututhi mutwa khanli yao lavulaka.
Now, this man here, I don't know him. I guess you're a stranger to me, are you, sir? You're a stranger. We know one thing, that we've both got to stand in the presence of God someday as man. We've got to meet there. This is our first time meeting.
Vano mulopwa naolava mio nkimusuela. Nikinona wirowo, nyo mamalapo wa mio. This is o mulopwana, nyo mamalapo. Hiyo no suele tuimosa, wira owan liahu ni hano kalo holu wa muluku ni hikunlo. Ntokwa tu ni hano kumana weyo, ele marahu yopa chero kumana.
Now, if you come here, if you are sick, I don't know, it might be something else. See, but if I laid hands on you and say, praise the Lord, go get well, that's all right, you can believe that.
Vano nyuo mwarava, sintomuno werei wankisuenle, kino siiso kanleene tuikina mone, masimioka, kawisha tenreni matata kuira, atotopeli wapuya, roakani mukale mukumi, eyo tiorera. Nyuo mwamu were wamini yeyo.
But what if he tells you what's wrong with you? Now, see, that's different. And you know, that identifies his characteristic.
Masi anke ao yolela ni tuvo nyeye ni nyuo, vano mwone eyo tiovirikana, vano muno suwe la wira ensuwa nyeye hamukalelu awe.
See, that wouldn't be my characteristic. I'm a man. I wouldn't know nothing about him. I just told him, I don't know you. He don't know me. But what would that do? That would identify the characteristic of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mone, owo kuwaro kala mukale lwaka, miyo kamutu, nkaro suwela tetu ya yowu, kino mala rumulela, nkino suwela ni, owo koniki suwela. Masi, eyo ya roa uiresheni, eyo ya amuro suwa nyeha mukale lwa Yesu Kristu, mosanun sana olelo ni maiku utene.
Knowing that it couldn't be me, couldn't be me, because I don't know the man. I raise my hand, here's the word, see? I don't know him, he don't know me. But the characteristic of Jesus Christ,
Nisuela kawira nkakanlo kala kamio, nkakanlo kala kamio, okala wira mio nkimusuela mulopwa noo. Kinove nshantata naka, va arimasu, munona, mio nkimusuela, o konkisuela. Masimukale lo Yesu Kristu.
If Jesus is standing here and he's sick, if he'd say, Lord Jesus, heal me, what would Jesus say to him? I've already done it. Is that right?
Va kanle wira Yesu emenle va, nulono werewa, o ahimieru wira, puya Yesu mukivonihe. Esheni Yesu aroa muhimiera, mio kihira, ewe kekai.
He was wounded for our transgression. With his stripes we were healed. All the redemption that we ever can have was settled at Calvary. From there on is faith to believe the finished work. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Oo nyakateliwe sote kasahu, makwata awe tanivonihe, wopuliwa woteno piendriahu kala no pakiwo Calvary, okuma umpako holo, waamini muteko maliheriwe, ewe kekai, varera.
Now, if Jesus is alive, and I've talked of his word, there you are back to that simplicity and faith believing his word.
Vano, vakalawira Yesu mukumi, ni miyoko olavu la maswawe, eyovo, otike lokwea wewe ni wamini na aminiki maswawe.
When he met me that night, he said, you'll come to pass that you'll even know the secrets of their heart. They won't believe that first sign of the hand, they will have to believe this one. If they don't do that, then blood curses the earth. Just like it did in Moses' time.
Okati o kumanawe ni miohi ule o irale, eni muiranea wira munrosu elaka atai siri sa murima ni mwaya. Ao ya hami ni rutonyero ele yopa chera matatani, ahana wami ni ila, munona. Ao ya hami ni ru, weswe pomeno takalihe lapo. Siso ntokosi irale ayo kati wa Moise.
There won't be them two signs, then pour blood upon the earth. See? Pour water upon the earth and become blood.
Kuira, ya hami ni rutonyero yopili, vano marasha le pomeva tani. Mone, marashele masi vatani anokale pome.
Now, just find out when you see what your trouble is. That would satisfy, make you believe. What, you know, it had to be the characteristic of the person I'm talking about, Jesus Christ.
Vano, wira naone pahi, kawariaru pahi wona olo kale mukacha mihwanyu. Eo ya mosivelihani ni owaminihani kiaroa. Mosuwe la wira wahano kala mukale lo amutu onimuhi miaka, Yesu Kristu.
Amen. As I look at him, moves back, he's shattered. There isn't a thing that medicine would ever help the man. He's in a dying condition. That's right.
Mulopwana, tokosi manliako mueha onosusa, tokuneli weruku, kivwe tumureto kanlia ya wiraka wire mukali here mulopwano, oorim mukalelo ni mokwa, ewe kekai.
He's had an operation, and the operation was a prostate operation. And it's cancer, and the cancer is scattered all through you. That's right, raise up your hand.
Hallelujah.
Only God can heal you.
Oorimo operariwa, ntoperasao waruperasao wa mavoro, ntoo kankuru, vano kankuru eno no maramare ya mwanyuo tene, Yarikeka invention tata. Muluku pahi tongwere omboniha.
Hallelujah.
I want to say something to you, sir. That devil might have hid from the doctor's knife, but he can't hide from God.
Amen.
You believe it? You believe it? And I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, may the thing leave you, may the man live.
Masingwehe kintuna koolele ni itumulo pwana. Shetwani uo kino siiso ipintene mwalo wa metiku. Masikongwere mu ipita muluku. Muna amini yeyo, muna amini. Vano mio kimveke la wira mwansina na Yesu Kristu. Wira tuiwe muhie. Wira mulopwa no wa kalemu kumi.
Nothing just got weak. All right?
Atetu, orote ete apahi. Varera.
You and I are strangers to each other. A man and a woman meets. Now, as a man, I don't know you. And perhaps as a woman, you don't know me.
Amen.
No more than you just see my name or picture or something like that. But we don't know one another. That's our characters. We don't know one another character.
Nyo ni miona amalapo mosani mukwawe. Mulopwa na ni mutiana no kumana. Vano ntoko mulopwa na nkino suelani. Ni alakela ntoko mutiana nyo kamunki suela. Vohi kalapahi wona nsina naka. Wala elatarato. Wale tu ntoko yeyo. Masikanin suela na mosani mukwawe. Iyo timika lelo sahu. Hiyo kanin suela mukalelo wa mukina.
But the characteristic of Christ, He's the Word, and the Word is promised for this day. You heard me speak of it.
Masimukalelo wa Kristu, owo timasu, ntomasu alai heruwa ni hikunla, nyuwa moki wa kilavulaka.
Then His characteristics would identify in here. Not me identify Him, I don't know you. You understand? Aren't our congregation understand that? I'm the man, I'm just your brother.
Vano mikalelo sawe samu roo musuwanye ihayowova. Kahi mioki musuwanye ihakayowo. Mio nkino suwelani nyua muniwa. Wawihu mutuku manuahu niwa sana yeyo. Munona mioka mulopwena. Mioka muninyupahi.
Like the woman at the well. Say something's wrong with you. Or what you want or what you're here for. Let God be the judge of that.
Ntoko mutia na vehimieni. Ohimi etuvo nyeye ninyuo. Waletu ntuna anyu, waletu mukalenli anyu va, mluka kale mpuki ayeyo.
You are suffering from anemia condition. That is right, isn't it? I constantly hit that somebody thinking, I guessed it. I don't guess that. No. Every once in a while I feel that somebody...
Yuo muni hawa ni mukalelo we safura, tiyeyo, kehiyo, mio kwe kwe kinini kumana niyeyo. Mutunu upu elawira kirimu anyihera, mio nkina anyihereyo, nari. Imara kamosa kinona yeyo, mutu.
You can't hide your thoughts now. Now it's about, I know two real bad skeptics sitting here. So now remember, I can call your name too. God can. So now you quit thinking that.
Kamukanlo vitaka miupu elo sanyu vano. Vano akalo opiaka kosuela atuanli ahinre rohoveri akilantiva. Munona, tivo vano mupuele miyo kingwere wihanansina nanyu nave. Muluku onni weria, tivo muhie upuela yeyo.
Let me show you. Look here, lady. Look at me. I don't know what he told you. But I know what he is. And that's his characteristic identified. Yes, it's anemia condition of blood, water.
Mukihie kiwoni heni, nkawehani vamuhano, nkakiweheni mio, nkisiwenle tu oo himenriaweni, masimio, mio kosuele tu oo kanliawe, ntoo timukalelo awe osuwanye hiwe, ayo mukalelo we safura epome, masi.
Now, here's something. Sip to think this is guessing. Got a child you're praying for in the chair. That's right. It's got in his throat. Yeah. Tonsils, adenoids. It's up for an operation, isn't it right? Take that handkerchief and put on it and believe. Don't doubt. You won't need it.
Vanova, vayo kaletu, mone, vakalawira nupwe lawire lehako, o kalamwano nimvekelelanyu, o rivava, tieyo, o rina, eriva milo vawe, na lokoloko, atenoiti. Ola iheru opera sao, kahike kai, mukushen leso nilo mumpwehere ni wameni, muhihovere, konro wa utune opera sao, vano maamini ni murima otene.
How do you do?
Amen. Hallelujah.
The thing is, for this woman here, that you are scared about something. You're afraid that a birthmark has turned to cancer.
Woo!
Now, go believing. It won't be that way. Just go believing with all your heart.
Hali anyu, etweneti wa mutia no lava, wira yokale no vanyu. Munimo ova nlepa no ya riwano kala kankuru. Vano roakani, muaminiki. Vano kenro kala siiso, Roakani pahi muamini kini murima otene.
Characteristics. Not of me, of him. You believe now? That should make everybody believe.
Mikalelo kahisa waka sawawe. Muna amini vano? Eo ehano wa amini hatu utene.
Now, I don't know you. I'm a stranger to you. God knows you. You believe that, you know that I don't know you, you know you don't know me. So do you believe that this spirit that's speaking cannot be my spirit? Because me as a man, I don't know you.
Ame, vanonki no suelani, mio kamalapua nyuo, muluku no suelani, muna amini wira, nyuo mosuela wira nkino suelani, ni mosuela wira kamunki suela. Vano muna amini wira eronho ele nlavu la kekanlo kala keronho haka, okala wira mio ntokomu tu nkino suelani.
But the characteristic of the promised word is the word that's sharper than a two-edged sword and discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Masimukale lo wa masu ya alai heruwe, timasu akanlo ui tasha omvika na shoo ni itani nonino, ni anlamu la miupu elo ni sintuna ya murima.
You are very sick. You had a woman's trouble, which was a womb. And that womb had cancer. And you went and take some sort of a treatment, it's a radium treatment. And the only thing it done is scatter it all through you. And you'll die if God don't heal you. That's true.
Kamunre rowere iwa. Mwaikala na mukacha miho watiana ya arirukulu. Ntwerukulu iyo ya arina kankuru. Bano nyo kuru wa kupanya ololiwa wa inamune mosa. Wari ololiwa wa ratiu. Nto etuene mosa paahi o iralia awe. Omwari ya paahi mwanyuo tene. Ninyuomu munoo kwa muluku wa hovo ni heni. Ewe kekai.
You believe now he will heal you? May the God of heaven rebuke that devil that's hid from the doctor. You might have hide from radium, but not from the Holy Ghost. Don't believe it, my sister. Don't doubt it all. But believe it.
Oh, God.
Muna amini vano wiro o ni movo ni hani. Muluku wa wirimu ampuapu ele shetwani uwe muipinte metiku. Owo potu muipintene ratiu masikahi roho yoware. Roakani muamini yowo. Vano muna, muhihovere hatava kani masimuamini.
Do you believe that God can heal that asthmatic condition, make you well? You believe it? Then go on your road rejoicing and say, thank you, Lord. I believe my asthma's done.
Muna amini wira muluku ni werovoni hamukale loo wa mafua ni woka lihani mukumi. Muna amini vano roakani mutapaka muiraka. Koshukuru puya, kinamini wira mafua kamala.
How do you do? You're nervous. You've been nervous for a long time. In that is caused a peptic ulcer come to your stomach, which makes you your stomach trouble. You want you'll eat your supper? Will you do what I tell you to do? Go eat in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Halianyu, nyuomunona narua, nyuomunikala kona narua kati munchene. Vo eyo yotota ni kwata na murupe la mirimani mwanyu. Ninoka lihani mukacha miho anyu wa mirimani. Ntonyo munituna olyeye olye anyu yohiyu. Munimu ire etuna ole elakani. Roakani mwaje mansina napu ya Yesu.
Do you believe with all your heart? You're a mighty fine young lady looks to be. Do you believe he'd be his servant? Do you believe his characteristic can be here to the word itself, the promise of this day, the works that I do, shall you also?
Muna amini ni murima otene. Nyo mama mutiano ore era murima enikala ntoko mwayo. Muna amini wira miyo kamurume yawe. Muna amini wira mukale loawe. Waamuwero kalava wira. Maswanene ni natiri anihikunla. Miteko simvara haka nyua munovara nave.
I can't heal. He's already did that. But his characteristic displays and can tell what's wrong with you. You got a lady's trouble. Female trouble. You believe that God heals it now? Go on your road in my body anymore. Keep with all your heart.
Nkingwe revoniha. Oh, hira yeyo. Masimukale loawe. Onni monihera yoo. Onni were ole elani ituvo nyeye ninyuo. Murina mukacha miho watiana, mukacha miho watiana, muna amini wira muluku onni voni hanana anova, roakani konrua woha ashanito, muamini ni murima otene.
Do you believe me to be his servant?
Yes, sir.
If God will tell me what's your trouble, will you believe it's a characteristic of Jesus Christ? It's in your back. It isn't, no more. Go believe it.
Muna amini wira miyo kamurume yawe, muluku akilela olo kanle mukacha miho anyu, muni muamini wira o mukalelo wa Yesu Kristu, erimu tana ni mwanyu. Kekanleto, roakani, muamini ni murima otene, muamini.
You also have stomach trouble. Believe with all your heart, go eat your supper. Forget about it. Jesus Christ makes you well.
Mure muhano, ninyuomuri na mukacha miho wa mirimani. Muamini ni murima otene, vano muroe mwaje yoli anyu yohiyu, muliale, Yesu Kristu unno kaliha ni mukumi.
Your trouble is your blood. Your diabetes. You believe that God will make you well and heal you of that? Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Make you well. Don't believe it on your back.
Murwe, mukacha mihwanyu epomianyu, murinatiapeti, Munami ni wira muluku ni mokaliha ni mukumi ni wovo ni hani yeyo, roakani muire ko shukurupu ya Yesu, onno kaliha ni mukumi, roakani muamini ni murima otene.
Come, you're back. You believe that God will heal the back and make you well? Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Murwe, mutana anyu. Munami ni wira muluku novo ni hamutana ni okalihe ni mukumi, roakani mutapeke muire ko shukurupu ya Yesu.
You also had something wrong with your back. Just keep on walking and say, thank you, Lord, and heal. Believe the Lord.
Ninyo mwahikala na mukacha mihu wa mutana anyu. Mutikele mweta kapahi muiraka ko shukurupu ya miyo ko ovona, muamini ni murima otene.
You also had back trouble. What do you know about that? Believe with all your heart and go on your road and be made well. Believe Jesus Christ makes you well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
All
right. Ninyu wa mwarina mukacha miho wa mutana. Munone la saie yo, muamini ni murima otene vano. Muroweke mukale mukumi. Muamini wira Yesu Kristu unno kaliha ni mukumi. Muamini kiru uso otene sini werianea. Varera.
What if I didn't say nothing to you? Just pass by and laid hands on her. You believe she'd get well? They see what's wrong. You believe she would?
Anki kaho himi enrena tetu. Ka virale pahi kumuisha atera matata. Munna amini wira amukala mukumi. Awanone hilonke. Munna amini wira amukala.
Come here. I resent this devil in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God be in the child. Go down. Go down.
Murenno. Miyo kinni muvirikanya shetwani ula mwansina na Yesu Kristu. Ore wa muluku omboni hemwano o. Ame. Muhihoverie. Muhihoverie atava kani. Ntoo no kala mukumi. Mwamini ni murima otene.
If God doesn't heal you, you'll be on a crutch someday with arthritis. But you believe that God heals your arthritis? Then go say, thank you Lord, I believe it, and you make me well.
Muluku ahovo ni heni, muno kala nato oto ni hikunlo. Wipa makonyo konyo. Masi muna ame ni wira muluku univoni hawipa wanyu makonyo konyo. Nto murowe muire koshukurupuia. Kino waamini ni vano nyuo muno kivoniha.
It's really your age. You're real nervous. Get real nervous late in the evening when you're working and everything. You're real nervous. You bleed now. It won't bother you no more then. Go on your road and say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Varera, murwe na ananova, veke kaimwa hawa munu elwanyu. Nyuo kamunrero na narua. Kamunrero na narua hiu sana. Mwavaraka muteko ni ituso otene. Kamunrero na narua. Munami ni vano, kenro atooha ashaninto. Roakani muiraka koshukurupu ya Yesu.
Come, sir. Do you believe that God heals heart trouble? Will make your heart well? Just keep on moving. Say, thank you, Lord. I believe with all my heart.
Murwe mulopwana. Munami ni wira muluku nivoni hamukacha miho wa murima. Onovoni hamurima anyu. Mutikele muruaka pahi muiraka koshukurupu ya kinami ni murima otene.
God heals TB and makes well too. You believe that, sir, with all your heart? All right, go on your road rejoicing and saying, thank you, Lord.
Muluku nivoni helapaha ni onni kaliha sana nave. Munami ni yeyo mulopwana ni murima otene. Varera, roakani mutapaka muiraka koshukurupu ya Yesu.
What about you out there? Do you believe? How about the audience? Some of you in the audience now believe.
Anki nyuovo, munamini. Anki mutukumano. Akina wanyuova mutukumano ni vano muamini.
This man sitting right here with bronchitis, you believe that God will heal the bronchial trouble? All right, you can have what you've asked for. Amen.
Mulopwa nolo kila antivava vongwere yu waipumu. Muna amini wira muluku novo ni hamukata miho waipumu. Varera muno wero kala netumve kenlia nyunto. Amen.
High blood pressure sitting right behind him. Do you believe that God will heal your high blood? It left you, sir. I don't know him. Never seen him in my life.
Ikurusa epome mukila antutuliwa wevo. Muna amini wira muluku ni movo ni hani ikurusa epome. Eho hiani mulopwana. Meo nkimusuela nkinamoneke koo kalaru.
Say, sir, do you believe that them spasms in your muscles, nervous muscles, spasms, you believe that God will make it well? You do? Raise up your hand if you believe. All right?
Mwiwe mulopwana, munami ni wira otetea iwa mutika ni mwanyu, etetemeri otetea mutika ni, munami ni wira muluku novo niha, munami ni venshe matata muamini kivale. Varer.
Your wife sitting there, she's bothered with sinus trouble. You believe it leaves you too, sister? The lady sitting right behind us, there has neuritis. Do you believe that God will heal your neuritis, lady?
Amu arinywa kilantevo, awa no hashia muhawa nikusaku. Muna amini wira nino hiani nave muna, muhano kilantutuliwa usana vale, orina wipi wa mitika. Muna amini wira muluku novo ni hawipi wa wanyu mitika muhano.
Here's a lady, the little red coat on here. She's sitting there, she has sinus trouble too. You believe it, God will heal your sinus trouble? Raise up your hand if you believe it.
Va o kala muhano mmosa o wanre kasako ya mukani, e kasako yoshe erava, o kilantevo. Owe rina mukata miho wanikusaku nave. Muna amini wira muluku novo ni hamukata miho anyu wanikusaku. Venshe ntata muamini kivale.
Anybody in here that believes that the characteristics of Jesus Christ is among us tonight, raise up your hand and say, I believe it.
Kula mutu mu onami ni wira mikalelo sa Yesu Kristu siri eria reahu hiula avenshe ntata aire meo kinamini.
All that's in here will accept him as your healer. Stand up on your feet and say, I believe it. Raise up, stand up, out of your chairs, whatever it is. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today and forever. I give him to you in the name of the Lord God.
Otena rimu amuku paliuwa ntoko mpenu shanyu, mbenye mwemele mwire, miyo kinamini. Mwemele mbenye mukatera ni mwanyu etupitu, Yesu Kristu mmosarun sana olelo ni maiku utene, miyo kinovahani mwansina napu ya muluku.